He's going to take it himself for a championship.
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch.
A production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Joe D. Michaela Stadium on the West Allegheny School District campus in Imperial, and welcome to the WPIL 1A football quarterfinals. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you a Black Hills Conference rematch as top-seeded Fort Cherry takes on number 9 Cornell. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with Jack Sacco here in the booth, Eric Bennett, our director, with Brett Gambita and Luke Andrusik on camera, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Last Friday, the Rangers rolled out in front of 16-seed Brentwood, thanks to a Shane Cornelli touchdown run and a pair of rushing touchdowns from Eli Salvini, all in the opening quarter. Fort Cherry went on to trigger a running clock on the way to a 56-14 win over the Spartans. The Raiders had more of a back-and-forth game, as you might expect, in the 8-9 matchup. In fact, Cornell and Leechburg were tied at 20 in the fourth quarter. Damian Blackwell returned a punt 50 yards. Khalil Johnson set the final score with his third touchdown, a 24-yard pass from Mark Stuckey, as the Raiders prevailed 34-20. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Chem Oil in Oakdale, and TJ's Deli Mart in McDonald. From the Chem family to your family, enjoy the ride safely. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Precision Marshall Steel, join a winning team. Log on steeljobs.us. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Bud Bear GMC on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Coach's Corner is coming your way in just a few minutes. But first, let's look back at last week's opening round of action and set the pairings for tonight's game in the WPIL-UPMC Sports Medicine Football Playoffs. That's when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
It's good to go at TJ's Deli Mart and McDonald. Fill your tank, grab a snack and drink, and go. TJ's Deli Mart has sandwiches and hot foods, too. When you're running around this holiday season, pull into TJ's Deli Mart, get what you need, and go. TJ's Deli Mart on Lincoln Avenue in McDonald, also in Robinson and Oakdale, owned by the Chem Oil Company. TJ's Deli Mart is an independent convenience store chain, open daily until 11 p.m. TJ's Deli Mart says, go Rangers!
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, and investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Welcome back to our pregame show ahead of round two at the WPIO football playoffs. A field that started with 65 teams has been trimmed to 40. When the night's over, we'll be set for championships in 4A and 6A, and the other four classes will be down to their final fours. Finally, after a full week off, 6A semifinalists take the field. Top-seeded Central Catholic faces number 4 Seneca Valley at West Mifflin. The Vikings beat the Raiders 60-7 in mid-October. Number 2 North Allegheny hosts number 3 Mount Lebanon, a rematch of the Tigers' 28-21 early October win over the Blue Devils. That victory started the current four-game win streak for North Allegheny, coming off its loss to Central Catholic a week earlier, the defending champions' only loss this year. 12 teams were slotted into the 5A bracket with byes for the top four. Number 1 Pine Richland is hosting number 9 Franklin Regional tonight. The Panthers recovered a North Hills fumble with 6 minutes to play. Quarterback Chase Lemke then hit tight end Cole DeVola on a 13-yard TD pass for the 17-6 win over the Indians. Number 5 Bethel Park needed no such heroics, blowing out Latrobe 42-7, earning a trip to the Wolverina to take on number 4 Woodland Hills. Javon Moore ran for 4 touchdowns. Ryan Petras added 2 more rushing scores for the Blackhawks. Number 2 seed Upper St. Clair hosts number 7 Penn Hills, a 30-27 winner over Moon in a back-and-forth tussle. Natel Mitchell ran for 250 yards and 3 touchdowns for the winners. Moon led 14-0 and 20-7 in the opening quarter before Mitchell took over the game. Number 6 Penn Trafford led just 28-21 after 3 quarters, but used Tasso Whipple's 56-yard pick 6 and an end zone fumble recovery by David Zizek to eliminate South Fayette 49-28. Derek Carr had 3 touchdown runs for the Warriors, who take on number 3 Peters Township. The 4A quarterfinals were nearly chalk. Wins by number 1 Thomas Jefferson, number 3 McKeesport, and number 4 Aliquippa. Number 7 Mars toppled number 2 Montour 48-42 thanks to 6 second-half touchdowns from Eric Kasparovich, the last one from 21 yards out with less than a minute to play to win the game. Trailing 21-6 at the half, Kasparovich scored on runs of 24, 7, 2, 2, 21, and then the game winner. Mars plays number 3 McKeesport at Gateway. The Tigers beat two-time returning WPIO and PIAA champion Bell Vernon 34-11, a rematch of an earlier McKeesport victory over the Leopards. Kimon Spell ran for more than 270 yards and scored a pair of touchdowns. He also thwarted a BVA scoring drive with an end zone interception. Top-seeded Thomas Jefferson beat West Allegheny 28-7, led by Tyler Eber's 238-yard rushing night, with 2 of his whopping 48 carries ending in the end zone. 30 of his runs came after intermission. TJ's defense held West A to just 142 total yards, the Indians crossing midfield only twice in the game. TJ takes on number 4 Aliquippa, a 34-14 winner at home against Trinity. Tyke Hayes ran for 175-plus yards and scored 3 times to lead the 3-time defending WPIL champions. Marcus Council passed for nearly 150 yards and 2 scores. The Quips scored 3 times in the second quarter to take control. TJ and Aliquippa squaring off tonight at Chartiers Valley, their first playoff meeting since the Jaguars' 35-28 overtime thriller in the 2020 WPIL title game. On to Class 3A, which saw 4 of its 12 original teams eliminated. Number 9 Highlands dispatched number 8 Southmoreland 56-20 thanks to Minaj Lucas's 6 touchdown night, including 3 touchdown passes and 155 yards through the air, plus 131 yards rushing and 3 more scores. Highlands takes on number 1 Imani Christian tonight in Wilkinsburg. Number 5 Avonworth earned a trip to Gypsy Glen Stadium in Beaver with a 43-27 win over Greensburg Salem. The Antelopes lost to the Bobcats on the final night of the regular season, costing them a first-round bye, but had no such trouble with the Lions thanks to 200-plus yards rushing and 3 touchdowns from Dimitri Velisaris. Nico Neal crossed the 100-yard mark and scored twice as well. Number 7 Freeport travels to Monaca in a quarterfinal matchup with number 2 Central Valley. The Yellow Jackets were led by Drew Ross, who ran for 3 scores, took a pick 6 back 40 yards, and threw a touchdown pass in a 44-20 win against Mount Pleasant. Finally, number 3 Elizabeth Forward home tonight against number 11 North Catholic, a 21-14 road winner at number 6 Deer Lakes. Logan Shade scored twice. Joey Felitsky hooked up with Tom Orth for a 10-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter for the win. Felitsky hit 24 of 37 passes for 247 yards. The 2A bracket started with 13 teams, including 3 first-round byes. Number 1 Seton LaSalle plays number 9 Riverside, a 29-8 winner against Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. The Panthers were led by Robbie Janis with 165 yards rushing and a pair of touchdowns. Mason Haller returned an interception 48 yards for a score. Number 4 Steel Valley scored 3 times in the third quarter, blowing open its game with number 13 Wash High as the Ironmen rolled 49-28. Donald Barksdale ran for 224 yards and 3 touchdowns. The senior now sits just shy of 2,000 yards rushing for the season, nearly 500 of it in 2 games against the Little Prexies. The Ironmen play number 5 Western Beaver, a Saturday 41-6 winner against Carlinton. Javen Peel threw 5 touchdown passes and ran for another score for the Golden Rams. Chris Kirkland caught 3 of the scoring throws. Moving to the right side of the 2A bracket, number 2 South Park matches up tonight with number 7 Mohawk, a 35-28 winner over Keystone Oaks. Bobby McFadden threw 2 touchdown passes. Cash Stratton ran for 3 scores, including the game winner with less than 2 minutes to play. Number 6 South Allegheny hadn't won a playoff game since the mid-1980s. That ended with a Gladiators romp over Waynesburg 53-14. From a 7-all tie after 1, South Allegheny got 3 touchdown catches and a fumble return touchdown from Drew Cook to advance. The Gladiators travel to Lawrence County and take on number 3 Elwood City coming in off the bye. Class A number 1 Fort Cherry had no trouble dispatching number 16 Brentwood, the last team selected for the field. Shane Cornally finished with 3 touchdowns, including a pair of scoring passes from Matt Sieg, who added a rushing touchdown one night before committing to Penn State. The Rangers play number 9 Cornell for a second time this year, the Raiders eliminating number 8 Leechburg 34-20. Khalil Johnson threw a touchdown pass and scored on a 62-yard run for Cornell, aided by a pair of Mark Stuckey scoring throws and a Damian Blackwell punt return touchdown. Number 13 Jeanette went on the road and won, beating number 4 Neshanic 21-7. The host Lancers scored in the opening quarter, but Kimoni Brown ran for a pair of touchdowns in the middle quarters, and Jace Powell returned the second-half kickoff for the Jayhawks' win. Jeanette takes on number 5 Greensburg Central Catholic in another rematch. The number 5 Centurions beat Jeanette 44-27 in early October. Friday, GCC led 33-32 at the half against Manesson, but pulled away after intermission. Landon Honick had 3 touchdown catches from Samir Crosby in the win. On the right side of the bracket, number 2 Clairton did what Clairton's been doing, putting up another shutout, this time blanking Rochester 56-0. The Bears got 3 touchdowns from Dante Wright, 3 more from Drahir Jones, including a 53-yard punt return and a 25-yard pick 6. Clairton faces number 10 California, a 22-6 road winner at number 7 Laurel. Lee Qualk ran 24 times for 145 yards and 2 touchdowns for the winner and caught Aiden Key's 11-yard touchdown pass. Third-seeded Bishop Canavan led 35-0 on Bentworth at the half, thanks in part to 3 TD runs from Myonte Mott. The Crusaders closed the game with a 75-yard kickoff return score and a 54-yard fumble return touchdown. Canavan plays number 11 Southside Area, a returning 1A finalist and 39-30 winner at Jeff Morgan. The Rams got touchdowns from 4 different players, led by A.C. Corfield's 170-yard rushing night with 2 touchdowns. Tonight's 4A and 6A winners head to Norwin Knight Stadium next Saturday for the WPIL Finals. The winners in the other 4 classes have semifinal games next weekend, with those winners going to Acrisure Stadium November 23rd. We'll get you back to your pregame show after this timeout.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Remember how great the old days felt? Windows rolled down, wind in your hair, date by your side? Ah, that feeling. But are you missing that feeling now when the lights go out? Curtis Pharmacy can help with Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra. Up to 80% less, as low as a dollar a pill. Get the rush, save the cash, get to Curtis Pharmacy. All they need is your doctor's name and they do the rest. Curtis Pharmacy, your better way pharmacy.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Coach Ed Dawson, first of all, you're still playing. The two losses you have this year against teams who are still playing, one of them here tonight, your seed at 9, thoughts on that?
I mean, we didn't like it, but that stuff doesn't matter to us. We wanted a chance to be in a tournament. We got it. We're ready to play.
And you get through the 8-9 matchup and you get here tonight, you see Fort Cherry, second time this year. 35-6, first time around. How do you make that different?
Play better. You know, it's not very complicated. You know, we didn't play well. We had a couple guys out. We got guys back, so hopefully it's a difference maker.
Health-wise, how are you?
Good.
We
had a lot of kids sick, but everybody's got the flu at this time of year, so.
What do you have to do to win this game tonight?
Tackle and score points. Score at least one more point than they do.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Ed Dawson, head coach of the Cornell Raiders. We'll have more on our pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Here in Coach's Corner, I'm with Fort Cherry head coach Tanner Gary. Tanner, number one seed, win last week. Here you are, and you got Cornell again tonight. Where are you in terms of where you'd like to be, and how are things so far?
Well, we're still playing, which is a good thing. You know, I try to tell these kids, you know, throughout the week, there's a lot of kids that are at home right now that wish that they were in the position you are. Don't take it for granted that we still get to play football. You know, the fact that we're still going is something that we don't take lightly, and, you know, we're excited to, you know, have another conference opponent match up here, you know, a team that we're pretty familiar with. They're familiar with us, so, you know, excited to see how it plays out.
35-6, first meeting between the two. How do you try to make sure that happens again?
I think just playing the style of game that we like to play. You know, like I said, there's really nothing that we could hide from Cornell. There's not too much they could hide from us. We both know the way we like to play. It's very similar, so I think it's just going to be a matter of who could play it better tonight.
Is it easier to play somebody you've played already?
I think it, you know, goes both ways. Obviously, you know, as you're preparing, there's a lot of things that, you know, you know what we had success with, but you also know that on the other side, you know, Coach Dawson's a great coach. They're going to make adjustments. They're going to have some new wrinkles that we have to be prepared for and, you know, be ready to adjust to.
What do you have to do to win?
just execute. And I think that, you know, in the last couple of weeks we've been playing some, you know, good football, but a lot of stupid mistakes just with penalties and things like that. I think that if we play smart ball and just play the type of football that we like to play, we should be okay.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For Cherry head coach Tanner Gary, more on our pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Thank you to both head coaches for spending a few moments with us here in pregame. These two teams, as I mentioned, met at Jim Gary Stadium October 4th. Fort Cherry rolled up more than 400 yards total offense. Shane Cornelli caught three TD passes, combining for a 35-6 Fort Cherry win. Matt Sieg and Ryan Huey had rushing touchdowns for Fort Cherry. Cornell's only score of first quarter, Mark Stuckey to Walter Claret, 26-yard touchdown pass. One of 15 scoring throws this year for Stuckey. The Raiders rebounded from that loss. They've put up four straight wins to get into tonight's game. A year ago, they met. Khalil Johnson's 63-yard run gave Cornell a 7-0 lead after one, but Fort Cherry took over from there, scoring the next 42 points. Ethan Folletto opened a rally with a 40-yard run. Matt Sieg followed with 27 and 3-yard runs less than a minute apart. Then the then-sophomore quarterback added another 3-yard touchdown late in the half to lead 28-7 going to intermission. Early in the third, Sieg hooked up with Evan Rogers on a 29-yard scoring pass, then scrambled for an 89-yard run early in the fourth. Johnson caught a 35-yard TD pass from Christopher Jackson to set the final at 42-13. Teams have been scheduled to meet each of the past 4 years, with Fort Cherry winning each of the games actually played. The 2021 matchup is listed as a Cornell forfeit win due to illness. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers, chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Just moments away from kickoff here at Joe D. Michaela Stadium at West Allegheny. We'll get the ball on the tee and kick off the WPIL 1A football quarterfinals when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Bob Gregg, Jack Sacco here in the booth. Great to have you along tonight. Jack, I talked to both coaches about the 35-6 first time around. One of the things, you know, in a game of that kind of margin, you know, certainly you want to be the winner, having won that. And then, you know, if things hold true, you have a little cushion. I'm not sure in a tight ball game you want to be the team that won the first time because things are a little close. All of a sudden, you know, how things change and, you know, one play in a tight ball game can change the whole picture.
Yeah, and that was one thing that Fort Cherry's defense did an excellent job of in that opening matchup. You know, you look at some of the averages for this Cornell run game. I mean, Walter Claret leads the way. He averages over 9.5 yards per carry. Khalil Johnson, almost 11 yards per carry. I mean, it's a big play offense. But Fort Cherry, for the most part, didn't allow Cornell to get those big explosives and force the Raiders to sustain long drives, which they weren't able to do, aside from a long fourth down conversion that ended up as a touchdown.
And obviously, I think Tanner wants his defense to force that again here tonight. You know, no big plays, no big chunks. Just make them, what's the phrase, matriculated down the field. You know, the more plays that a high school team runs, the more likely they are to make a mistake.
Yep, and this has been a Fort Cherry defense that, at least in the two games that we've seen them, they have tackled very well. Very sound tacklers. They all rally to the ball. They play, you know, with the will, with the, you know, effort, and it allows them to not give up yards after contact and after the catch.
Yeah, very solid tackling team. When they make the contact, they take the ball carrier to the ground with very few exceptions, and that's just a huge advantage to be able to do that. Later in the in our broadcast, we will recognize a player of the game brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, and certainly appreciate their support and that of the CNX Foundation. The Captains are heading for a ceremonial show for coin flip. The WPIL, like the PIAA, has gone to the coin flip happening about 15 minutes ago. It appeared at that point that Fort Cherry won, though we got no indication from referee Dave Opanowski about exactly what. But if I had to read what I saw, Fort Cherry won and wants the ball, and we'll see how that works out. Mike Pirro will be the umpire, Chaz Simone the headlinesman, Ryan Novosel the line judge, and in the defensive secondary, it'll be Paul Koval and Ryan Marcioni. Referee Opanowski has the captains in the center of the field at the moment. And now we'll see how well I read what took place. And indeed, Fort Cherry is going to receive and will go left to right in the opening quarter. Great to have you along. We'll be getting scores from the 6A and 4A semifinals. Those winners head to Norwin next Saturday for the WPIL championships and then on into the state tournament at the quarterfinal round. We'll also have scores from 5A, 3A, 2A, and 1A quarters. Those winners will meet in the semis next week, the WPIL championships on November 23rd at Acrisure Stadium. And those winners, 1, 2, 3, and 5A out of the WPIL, plug directly into the PIAA semifinals November 29th and 30th. Great to have you along. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Great crew on hand, Brett Gambita and Luke Andrusik bringing you the pictures, and Eric Bennett pushing the buttons and making everything happen. Rangers will drop back to receive. Interesting note from Ed Dawson. A couple of guys out there in that early October matchup. Everybody back, ready to go. Is it a difference of 29 points? We shall see over the next 48 minutes of game action. Ball up on the tee. Walter Claret has it teed up, and he gets the bring it signal. Claret's kick carries deep. Little bobble. Pick up on one hop at about the 14-yard line. Return up the middle of the field. Gets stopped just across the 20-yard line. Stuff starts to break down when you don't handle the ball cleanly, And that was Eli Salvini, had it hit off his chest. Fort Cherry will take it first and 10. We'll call it the 23-yard line.
Yeah, and like I said, with Cornell being limited to, with the big plays, they are going to have to limit Fort Cherry with the big plays if they want to stay in this.
Sieg with an empty backfield, rolls right, dumps the ball off. It is dropped. Second time the Rangers have had the ball in hand and put it on the ground. That pass dropped by Braden Cook.
Yep, it was a good throw. Sieg on the designed rollout to the right.
Sieg with an empty backfield, and rolls right, dumps the ball off. It is. We'll get that fixed,
folks.
Our apologies. We had to set that to play for the coaches' interviews, and we didn't want the audio playing. But ball on the money, and Cook just dropped it. Second down and 10. Sieg hands off, running play going around the right side up to about the 25-yard line. Short gain on the play. Good pursuit by the Raiders. Salvini, the ball carrier. Going to get credit for two. 45 carries now on the year for Eli Salvini. 5'10", 180-pound sophomore. Third and 8, Sieg takes the snap, tucks it on his hip, and people in his face, and Sieg's going to lose yardage back to the 21.
Man, what a great play by Cornell to get off the field. You know, they saw the rollout right. It was a designed run, and, you know, just a great play coming in to make the tackle by Mikey Keys. Or actually, that was Walter Claret. He came in like he was shot out of a cannon.
And the punt for the Raiders.
Sieg to punt. Roll out, and the kick is a low bounding kick. Crosses midfield. Khalil Johnson backs away from it. It's going to roll dead at about the 37-yard line where Cornell will take over first and 10. 10:22 to play, first quarter, scoreless. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in a moment.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
First and 10 Raiders from their own 36-yard line. Full house in the backfield. Running play for Claret, going to pick up about 4 yards out to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, those 4 yards all came after first contact. Claret contacted right as he got to the line of scrimmage, worked through an arm tackle, and that's a good start for Cornell. A nice positive play. Keep ahead of the chains.
Opening possession for the Raiders. Johnson alone wide this way. Top of the formation, it's Mikey Keys. Dump it off out of the backfield. Ball caught. Contact behind the line of scrimmage, but able to dump off of that. It's Claret again. Going to get 4 more out to the 44-yard line. Nice little dump off there by Stuckey.
Yeah, that was a nice play. And another forced missed tackle from Claret. Talked up Fort Cherry's tackling. That's 2 plays now where Claret's been able to work through it and pick up 4 yards.
Stuckey approaching 1,000 passing yards on the season. Third and 2, the Raiders. Boy, the wide receiver walked up across the line. The officials back him up. All good now. Quarterback, a man comes in motion and takes the snap, and now down the far sideline, slipping a tackle. It's Khalil Johnson going to the house. Touchdown, Cornell.
The Raiders get tricky there. They bring in Khalil Johnson, kind of like a quarterback sneak, and he just stays upright. No one ever was able to get him down. Nate Wolf had a good shot at him, but missed the tackle in space, and he was gone.
27th touchdown of the year. Cornell jumps in front, 8:51 to play here in the opening quarter. Now PAT is due. Walter Claret will attempt to kick it home. Johnson to hold. 56-yard touchdown run to open the scoring. Pressure coming. A kick up and pulled. No good. Wide left. Cornell 6, Fort Cherry nothing. 8:51 to play first quarter. Kickoff in the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Motion, the wide receiver comes in with a shotgun look, and wide receiver ducks under and takes the snap. Now a short bounding kick will be grabbed by the Rangers at the 36-yard line. And on the recovery and stepping out of bounds, Colton Temple.
And Fort Cherry's going to have to respond right here. Obviously, you know, you come into the game as the top seed, a heavy favorite. I think the clock was still running. But, you know, Fort Cherry, you go three and out, give up a long touchdown. You got to stem the tide a little bit, take the momentum back here to start this drive.
Twins wide to the left, single receiver this way. Sieg drops and rolls to his left. Man, bust through, pass to the left flat is underthrown and incomplete.
And these passes, that one was a little bit underthrown, but you know it's been a little rough here through the first couple throws for Sieg. The first one was a good ball, but it was dropped by Cook. This one goes the other way, and just not a good enough throw by Sieg.
Second down and 10, and someone has been busting through defensively for Cornell to pressure Sieg on each of the plays, including the tackle for loss that ended the last set. So Sieg takes it right away up the middle, gets only a yard, stops shy of the 40-yard line. So third and long.
Cornell just doing a really strong job on these plays so far, just you know keeping the gap integrity. You know, that's how you give up big chunks to Sieg, is by you know getting out of your gaps and allowing him to hit a hole, because once he hits a hole, he's gone.
Four receivers to the left, single receiver this way, Sieg alone in the backfield. Four-man front for the Raiders. That's all that are coming. Pass is tipped in the backfield and falls incomplete.
Wow. Just another great defensive play by Cornell. Just come out. That's just what the doctor ordered for the Raiders, to come out and you know have a great start to this game.
Jamarcus Pierce getting his hands up to block that. So another punt upcoming. 43-yard punt and roll the last time for Sieg. Damian Blackwell back to receive this kick, and he'll make an over-the-shoulder grab at the 22. Trying to go wide to the far side, gave some ground, got off first contact, but he's going to be corralled shy of the 30-yard line. 6-0 Cornell, 7:29 to play first quarter. We're back on WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
37 on the punt. Blackwell with 6 yards on the return. Cornell will start at its own 29-yard line, first and 10. Stuckey to take the shotgun snap as Walter Claret beside him. Twin receivers wide each way. Running play coming this way, and Claret hit in the backfield and goes down right at the line. May get forward progress. Doesn't look like he's going to. No gain whatsoever.
And there you go. That's a good first play by Fort Cherry defensively. You give up the long touchdown, back-to-back three and outs, but you come out, make a good stop on first down. You're going to have to keep it going if you're the Rangers.
Second down and 10. 7 minutes to play opening quarter, 6-0, and plenty of cowbell here tonight, no question about that. Single wide out far side, it's Mikey Keys. Trips bunched this way. They'll run the end around to the right side with room. On the move, it's DeMar Williams. Finally forced back to help, but a long run for DeMar Williams into Fort Cherry territory down at the 38.
That was Khalil Johnson in the Wildcat taking the snap, and then just on the end around, he faked like he was going to run it, handed it off to DeMar Williams, and another big gain for Cornell. A great start to the game for the Raiders.
33-yard run and a first down at the Fort Cherry 38-yard line. DeMar Williams just 6 carries on the year, but now 93 yards. First and 10, pass to the right side. Khalil Johnson able to reach up and make the grab. Going to pick up about 3 on the play. Pass. If it's on the money, Johnson might be able to make more out of that, but he'll take the 3 yards. Khalil Johnson, 29 catches, approaching 500 receiving yards. Told you Mark Stuckey knocking at the door at 1,000 passing yards. He's at 998 now. Cornell on the move at the Fort Cherry 35, second down and 7. And now Stuckey from under center backs up, and we get a timeout. 6:17 to play first quarter. Cornell 6, Fort Cherry nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers and the Cornell Raiders on outstanding seasons and for reaching the WPIAL quarterfinals. Best wishes to the players, coaches, families, and fans on this road through the WPIAL playoffs. From the entire Chem Oil family in Oakdale to everyone in the Fort Cherry and Cornell families, have an enjoyable Thanksgiving celebration, a safe and happy holiday season, and a wonderful new year.
Second down and 7 for the Raiders after the timeout. Khalil Johnson breaks a tackle, takes it to the far side, and busts it down inside the 15-yard line.
Great run by Johnson. Working through contact, it looked like he got stopped up and was able to just keep on chugging, keep staying on his feet, and keep moving. Big collision there.
Josh Salvera couldn't bring him down.
Yeah, big collision, though, with a Fort Cherry defender and one of the officials.
Carry to the 14. Johnson's run good for 21. He has 77 yards on 2 carries. First and 10 at the Fort Cherry 14. Single receiver wide this way. It's Dawson. Pass to the right side is incomplete. Rangers pick up the loose ball, but going to be ruled incomplete forward pass.
Good defensive play by Eli Salvini to get in there, get his paw on the ball, and force an incompletion.
Second and 10 to Fort Cherry, 14. Cornell does not have a field goal this year.
And seeing that extra point attempt, you have to imagine they're probably not in the cards for a field goal.
Stuckey hands it off to Claret. His run up the middle, stopped outside the 10. Looks like he's going to get 2 to the 12. So it's possible that the Raiders are in four down territory. Third down and eight at the Fort Cherry 12-yard line. 5:20 to play, first quarter. Cornell with that 6-0 lead. Stuckey takes the snap, does a 360 on a play fake, rolls to the right, and will run with it. Hit at the sideline and taken out of bounds and taken down, but ruled to be that contact started in bounds, and they'll play from there.
Good decision there by Stuckey to just keep running. It was a well-defended play. He had a man coming across on the play-action boot. Really nowhere to go if that guy's covered. Just a smart decision to run and make this fourth and manageable.
So now fourth down and five at the Fort Cherry 9-yard line. Rangers defense trying to bow the back here and keep it a one-score ball game. Stuckey has Claret behind him, two guys beside him. Looks to throw, now reloads, throws it across the middle. And the umpire gets caught up in it. It's Mikey Keys. And Keys make the catch. Is that where we're going? Yes, indeed.
Yep.
It's first and goal.
At the one.
At the one-yard line.
That's a second collision with an official so far.
And right to the line of scrimmage. The tush push, and the pow moves into the end zone for a touchdown.
That was Claret on the tush push. And I mean, a little bit of a shocking start to this game. Cornell comes out on fire. I mean, a big fourth down conversion keeps the drive alive, and I mean, it's been all Raiders so far. Great start for Cornell.
Extra point, now going to go for two. Just to note the 8-yard pass to Keys on fourth down that set up the tush push, puts Mark Stuckey over the 1,000-yard passing mark. The run by Claret is stopped. He stepped into the hole, and the Rangers stepped in the other side. So the conversion attempt fails. Cornell 12, Fort Cherry nothing. 4:09 to play first quarter. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Raiders kick off. Eli Salvini takes it near the sideline and does a nice job to work his way out to about the 29, where the Rangers will start first and 10. 12-0. Cornell with the lead. Other score, the only other score that we have, Peters Township. Long touchdown pass to open the ball game. 7-0 leading Penn Trafford.
Yeah, Bob, the start of this one has been a complete flip of the script. When you think back to that Week 6 game between these two teams, it really Fort Cherry dominated the whole way in that one. Here, Cornell has come out on fire and making plays on both sides of the ball.
First and 10, Rangers with an empty backfield. Sieg standing there alone. He'll tuck and run right away, and Sieg just gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Another good stop defensively. Sieg now on three carries is still in the negatives in yards.
Actually, spot him forward to the 30, give a yard there. So, as Jack said, still in the negatives. I have three for minus one. Rangers certainly are not going to panic. They've been in back and forth games before, including the Bishop Canavan games. Pass to the left side. Ball is caught. and they play. Looks to be enough for a first down.
I think it's going to come back on a hold.
Indeed. Now Fort Cherry. Short runs. Actually a net of 1 yard rushing. Three incomplete passes and now a holding call. So the ball will go back to the 20-yard line on the hold. It'll be second down and 19.
Penalty on the play, and it is holding against the Rangers.
First penalty flag tonight. Dave Opanowski's officiating crew. Again, an empty backfield. They're going to reset the play clock, changing the football out. Second and 19, Sig drops and rolls right, throws the ball out to about the 30-yard line. Contact made right away, but Cook with the grab, and he hangs on to this one, picks up 10. And now the officials stop the action. I'm not sure what this – oh, player lost the helmet, that's why.
Oh, well, yeah. That was Ashton Jones.
Got to go. A 10-yard completion, Sieg's first of the night. Cook now approaching 300 receiving yards on the year. Cornell in front, 12-0. 3 minutes to play, first half. Sieg on third down and 9 from his own 30. Pressure coming right in his face. Pulls it down, will run against it, and gets tripped up. Good job to get that tackle made, and Sieg loses a yard on the run.
Yeah, Terrence Collington came in and burst into the backfield. And, you know, forced Sieg to rush upwards, and it took him right to DeMar Williams, who finished it off. But it was really Collington who made that play. And another three and out for Fort Cherry.
Third punt of the opening quarter. Kicks of 43 and 37 yards. It is Khalil Johnson back to receive. Sieg on the rugby rollout, and he is going to go ahead and kick it. And Johnson sees it hit beside him. He'll pick it up on the hop back at the 17-yard line. Made the first man miss. Now trying to reverse field. Trying to get to the wall of blockers and have some success at that. Gets out across the 25, the 30.
Oh my
runs
goodness.
Out of a tackle and out of, almost to the 40-yard line.
What an unbelievable return right there. I mean, I thought if he didn't hesitate that he may have had a chance to take that all the way. But even then, Johnson was able to work through some tackles. I mean, just force a bunch of people to swing and miss and dive at air. Just a tremendous return.
Return out to the, spot this at the 37-yard line. A 54 on the punt, but 20 on the run back. Cornell first and 10 at its own 37-yard line with the 12-point lead. Just under 2 minutes remaining in our first quarter. Excuse me. Don't want to panic anybody. First quarter. From the 37, motion a man into the backfield. Running play tripped up right away, and the tackle not finished there, but slowed down enough to get the stop. And it's a Claret on the carry.
I was talking up the tackling for Fort Cherry in the pregame, and I mean, it hasn't been very good so far in this game. The missed tackles really led to a couple of those big plays that allowed for the big return. And you know, Fort Cherry's going to need to clean it up. You do not want to go down three scores right here.
Second down, toss. Claret cuts it up over the 40 to the 45 and down at the 46. Third down and a yard to go. 7 yards on that run. Claret, 16 yards on his six carries. We click under a minute remaining. Pine Richland up on Franklin Regional, 14-0. Bethel Park, 6. Woodland Hills, 0. Thomas Jefferson, 7. Aliquippa, 0. Here, it's Cornell, 12. Fort Cherry, 0. First quarter winding down. Raiders, third down and a yard to go. And a little stumble in the backfield. The handoff to the fullback, and he slipped and actually took the handoff on one knee. And Paris Green is going to be marked down for a loss of two. It's fourth down and three.
Yeah, and those are the plays in a short yardage situation. You know, that's tough. You can't have something like that happen procedurally. And, you know, it just looked like coming out of it, Stuckey just kind of fell.
Raiders are going to walk off and let the time run out. Cornell 12, Fort Cherry nothing after one. Back for the second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Remember how great the old days felt? Windows rolled down, wind in your hair, date by your side. That feeling. But are you missing that feeling now when the lights go out? Curtis Pharmacy can help with Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra. Up to 80% less, as low as $1 a pill. Get the rush. Save the cash. Get to Curtis Pharmacy. All they need is your doctor's name and they do the rest. Curtis Pharmacy, your better way pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowners insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Cornell with 127 yards rushing, 142 total. Fort Cherry, 0 on the ground, 10 yards passing, 10 yards total. Greensburg Central Catholic leads Jeanette 7-0. Fourth down and about 3, and the tush-push attempt, it's Claret. He's put down at the Cornell 45-yard line. Ball goes over on downs. The pile never moved.
Yeah, tush-push from that far out, it's just not a very high percentage play. Interesting decision. Now it gives Fort Cherry its best field position of the day.
11:51 to play, second quarter. Rangers will start at the Cornell 44-yard line. And so no gain for Claret. Single back with Sieg, and now we get a whistle at the line of scrimmage. And Cornell uses its second timeout. 11:51 to play, first half. 12-0 Cornell, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
After the timeout, Fort Cherry, first and 10 at the Cornell 44. Single receiver to the top, two this way, single back with Sieg in the backfield. Fakes the handoff, Sieg throws up the far sideline. Receiver trying to run under it and come back to it. Ball just slightly underthrown. Cornelli, the target, incomplete.
Yeah, better thrown ball, and that's six right there. Cornelli beat his man clean off the line. I think that was Johnson in coverage, and or no, that was Damian Blackwell in coverage, and just the underthrown ball. It was going to take a deep shot, just unfortunate start for Fort Cherry.
Second and 10 at the Cornell 44. The Rangers did not have a first down in the opening quarter. 10 yards total offense. Second and 10, Sieg will run, trying to run to the edge. Gets inside the 45, the 40. Got a block and stepped out of bounds at the 35-yard line. short of the first down, but pick up nine.
There we go. There's the first good run for Sieg. That's, you know, what you want to see. Just any little bit of momentum that you can get. Right there, Sieg gets it with a strong run. Was able to evade some tacklers as well.
Pickup of nine, third down and a yard to go. Quick snap, quick count. Sieg runs right side and gets the first down, and he shoves the pile forward for a couple of yards. First down of the game for Fort Cherry. Two Cornell players are down. And the Fort Cherry coach is waving to the Cornell sideline. You got to get somebody, athletic trainer, out here. 11:30 to play, first half. Cornell 12, Fort Cherry nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
Ashton Jones, the injured player, the inside linebacker for Ed Dawson. Gets to his feet, 5'11", 205-pound senior, but walking rather gingerly to the far sideline. Athletic trainer is going to check on him there. It'll be Fort Cherry ball, first and 10 at the Cornell 31-yard line. Long conversation with Tanner Gary and the line of scrimmage official near side. Rangers will send Shane Cornally alone to the top of the formation. Cook this way in a slot. Sieg hands it off. Running play open, little room. Carry forward for five, maybe six. First run of the night for Christian Yanosko.
Nice carry for Yanosko. And that's one thing I'd like to see Fort Cherry do a little bit more here. You know, try to get powerful, get big up the middle, and force Cornell to make tackles.
Yanosko for six. Rangers at the line of scrimmage. Go quickly, Sieg. Almost called for the snap, but now the eligibles all looking to the near sideline. Sieg walks up behind the O-line, barks something out. Now back into his shotgun. Second down and four. Sieg with a play fake, throws the ball, double move at far side by Cornally, but forced out of the pattern before the throw by Damian Blackwell, incomplete.
I think that's what Sieg wanted, was, you know, to switch off that play and get the deep shot to Cornally. He was one-on-one on the far side, but a good job in coverage. I think Blackwell kind of expected that it was going to be a deep shot. He gave up some ground and was able to make a nice play in coverage to kind of get Cornally off of his route.
So third and four now at the 25-yard line. Sieg will run right side, ducks up around the end, picks up the first down, and finally put to the ground at about the 19-yard line. Run of six and a first down.
There you go. Another good carry from Sieg. Just, he needs to not overthink anything. Just keep getting upfield, hit those holes, and his speed and power will be all the difference.
Rangers in this no-huddle offense, first and 10 at the 19. Sieg trying to stay with Yanosko, ran out of a would-be arm tackle in the backfield. Clear couldn't get a hold of him, but Sieg going to pick up only a couple.
Just little by little, keep picking up short yardage, and eventually I have faith that this, you know, Rangers offense is going to be able to burst a big play here. Don't get, you know, too aggressive.
Clearton up on California 30-0. first half. Second down and eight. Sieg will keep it again. Ran out of a tackle in the backfield, and Sieg powers his way to about the 10. It'll be third and short. Cornell leading 12-0, 9:20 to play, opening half. 7 yard on the run there for Sieg. His ninth carry of the night. Peters Township 14, Penn Trafford 0. McKeesport 14, Mars 7. Third and one, Sieg, patient run, finds a little seam and pounds it down to about the 5 yard line. First down.
Great job by the offensive line right there. There was some serious push on that left side where Sieg wanted to go with it. You know, a couple good blocks by, you know, Colton Temple and Brody Craw, as well as Dalton Anderson over on that side.
Three straight third down conversions for Fort Cherry. First and goal at the 5. Sieg hands it off. Salvini, second effort, stopped at about the 2. Salvini's second short carry of the night, good for 3.
Looks like I only gave him 2 there.
Yeah, call it the 3, second and goal. Running play to the left, Sieg into the end zone for the touchdown. It's his 21st rushing touchdown of the year. We'll call it from 3 yards out. And the Rangers get on the board.
That's the drive that Fort Cherry needed. They go 11 plays to take up those 44 yards. A nice, strong, sustained drive. Take some time off the clock and show that, you know, our offense... That was a little bit of a skid early on, but this offense is here to play.
Nick Massey for the PAT attempt has hit 44-47. Bad snap, pressure coming, but somehow the Rangers put it all together, and Massey boots it home. 8:04 to play, first half. Cornell 12, Fort Cherry 7, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Fort Cherry goes 44 yards after stopping the 3-yard tush-push attempt, and they take 11 plays to do it, 9 runs, 2 incomplete passes, 3 third-down conversions, and it finishes with Matt Sieg's 21st rushing touchdown of the year, a 3-yard run over the left side, and Nick Massey's 45th successful PAT kick. 8:04 to play, first half, Cornell 12, Fort Cherry 7. Great to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, and on the NFHS Network, bringing you live multi-camera video from Joe DiMichaela Stadium here at the West Allegheny. I'm Bob Gregg, Jack Sacco beside me, Eric Bennett, our producer, Luke Andrusik and Brett Gambita on the camera. Rangers keep switching people in and out, and finally they get the ones they want on the kick coverage team. Fort Cherry will kick off for the first time. It's going to be Nick Massey on the run up here. He'll kick it high and short, taken by Khalil Johnson at the 19. Little stutter step, and it finally just turns on the jets, and he gets across the 25. So about 17 yards on the return on a short kickoff.
And I thought it would be a better job in kick coverage for Fort Cherry. Eli Salvini just burst through a couple different blockers, but kind of fired at the wrong angle and ended up out of position and was not able to make the tackle.
Make it 18, 19 yards. They put the ball at the 38, so Johnson gets 19 on that return of the short kick. Johnson now goes wide to the far side. Mikey Keys this way, tossed to the far side. Bouncing it out is Claret. Claret up over the 40 to about the 42, a run of five, maybe six. Boy, a block out of bounds over on the far side. And getting knocked down was Gavin Grace, and that was Khalil Johnson who drove him deep. And then the two ended up out of bounds, and Johnson put Grace onto his backside. Gain of five on the run for Claret. 21 yards on his eight runs. Walter Claret, a 5'8", 190-pound senior. Second and five from the Cornell 43. Pass from Stuckey. Going up to make the catch is Johnson. He's trying to run out of a tackle and trying to lunges forward, but pushed back from just shy of the first down marker. Gain of four.
Yeah, that was Gavin Grace in on the play for Fort Cherry. Now another third and short. This is where Cornell was unable to move the chains last time.
Deep handoff, first down before contact, then the run up near midfield, across midfield actually. It's Walter Claret for the first down.
That was a decisive run by Walter Claret. Just get upfield. Pick up the first down, and he got some more.
Tackle made on the play for Fort Cherry by number 11, Tyler Wolf. First and 10 for the
run to the Fort Cherry 46, good for seven. Cornell trying to respond to the Fort Cherry drive. 6:20 to play. First half, 12-7, Cornell leads. Running play going left side with some room and able to tuck the ball in. Paris Green carries forward for seven to the Fort Cherry 39.
It's just been an impressive start through, you know, quarter and a half now for Cornell. They've moved the ball, and really the only drive that went haywire was that last one, a turnover on downs. But that was in large part due to just a failed short yardage situation.
Second down and three. Toss play. Claret hit behind the line and won't get off that contact and end up losing a yard on the play. I think it was Ryan Huey first there. We'll get a look on the replay, but Claret loses a yard.
Yep.
Oh, Matt Sieg
was in there, yep. Sieg along with, looked like Terrell Cooper.
Third down and four. The Raiders at the Fort Cherry 40-yard line. Stuckey flings it to the right side. Ball caught behind the line. Tackle made. Good second help there. And it's going to be no gain on the reception by Santana Lee. And Fort Cherry able to get there. Tyler Wolf on the stop.
Yes, he came in firing at Lee, missed the first tackle, but fortunately for Sieg, he had a teammate there. It was Tyler Wolf.
Now, if you're Cornell, having hurt yourself the last time with the fourth down and long conversion attempt, do you punt here? It would appear that Walter Claret in punt formation. The Rangers certainly defensively have to make sure that he indeed kicks the ball, and now a timeout is called. 4:15 to play, second quarter. Cornell 12, Fort Cherry 7, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Yeah. 4:15 to play, first half. Cornell facing fourth down and four at the Fort Cherry 40. Looks like the Rangers are going to put one man back, and it'll be Matt Sieg. Walter Claret takes the snap, and he's going to roll out to the right, try to run, hit, gets two, doesn't get four, and the ball over on downs.
And the momentum of this game has completely shifted. Now that's a second turnover on downs for Cornell, and it's going to give Fort Cherry another situation where, you know, not a short field, but, I mean, this is a very manageable position for Fort Cherry and favorable in field position.
Ball at the 39-yard line, first and 10 Rangers. Took almost 4 minutes to drive 44 yards on their last possession. Now have only 4:07 with which to work here and would have to go 61 yards. First and 10, trips to the right. Sieg rolls to the right. Yanosko stays home. Pass out across the 45. Catch is made. Tackle made almost immediately. The catch by Cook, but he's going to pick up about the 7 yards.
As Fort Cherry teams, they love those design rollouts to the right for Sieg. Get him on the move, make a play with his athleticism, and delivers a nice ball right there.
Peters Township 21, Penn Trafford 7. That in the second quarter. Here it's 12-7. Design run. Sieg gets into the secondary. Nice cut to the near side. 40, 35, trying to set up another block and does. What a great play. And now a flag comes in. It's going to be a holding call. And Evan Rogers may be caught with a hand in the cookie jar, but the run is going to take the ball down to inside the 25. The penalty mark will be from about the 24, so the ball come back out to about the 34, but it'll still work out that way. It'll be a big first down for the Rangers.
Just kind of waiting to see.
Oh, personal foul. Face mask is going to be the indication.
Wow.
So take the run and then add half the distance. My apologies. Thought one of the officials signaled hold, but that is not the case. So the penalty spot goes to at the 11-yard line. Sieg hands it off, getting off contact in the backfield and still trying to muscle forward, but ridden down is Yanosko. Lee on the stop. Yanosko down at the 11-yard line. Second down and 10. Sieg dodges backfield traffic and lunges inside the 10 to about the 8. That'll make it the 9. So just a 2-yard pickup. Third and 8. Clock 2.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Fort Cherry trying to take the lead.
Like to see maybe Fort Cherry utilize Cornally here. You know, he's a most consistent weapon in the passing game for the Rangers, and get Sieg moving, see if he can get someone open, and if not, keep it himself.
Sieg's pass is caught by Cook inside the 5, but it's going to be fourth down and about looks to be about 3 at the 4.
Yeah, that one was not a very well-thrown ball. It was a little bit behind Cook, who was breaking out of his route. If he hits him in stride, there's probably a good chance that Cook can maybe get an angle and at least pick up the first down and maybe get to the end zone.
1:40 and counting remaining in our first half. 12-7. Cornell with the lead. Fort Cherry appears to be leaving the offense out, and I'm thinking we may end up with a timeout here. Play clock under 10 as the Rangers move to the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and 3 at the 4. They will snap the ball. Sieg on the keeper. Inside the 5. Dives to the end zone and the touchdown. The Rangers are in front.
There you go. Matt Sieg really contained in the run game throughout this game so far. That's the Matt Sieg drive right there. I mean, gain of 32, a gain of 2, and then the touchdown carry from 4 yards out. A big, big play by Sieg.
Second TD run of the night, 22nd of the year, 4 yard conversion on 4th and 3. Score comes with 1:16 to play in the second. Massey for the PAT, better snap, better hold. And the kick up and good. Fort Cherry 14, Cornell 12. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sorting fertile land. I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got it sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy.
Nick Massey's extra point puts Fort Cherry in front 14-12. Cornell missed a PAT kick and then stopped short on a two-point conversion run attempt. 1:16 remaining in our first half. Cornell's going to get the ball, and certainly they have explosive players, but yep, they're also going to get the ball to start the second half. Yeah, so Fort Cherry's D's got work to do.
I'd be surprised if Cornell got, you know, too aggressive here, barring a big return.
Peters Township up on Penn Trafford 28-7. Thank you, Mark Edwards. Thomas Jefferson up on Aliquippa now 21-0. About a two-century appearance in the WPIL streak for Aliquippa on the line tonight.
Wow.
And they're down 21. Massey to kick off. Kicked it short the last time. And still got a great Johnson return. Massey will boot this one down the middle, and it'll be picked up on the hop at the 23. It's Johnson again. He's to the 30, trying to find a way around the bend, and Johnson delivers the hit. And, boy, it was Johnson there powering into Landon Tranofsky and driving him backwards and then finally out of bounds. But Cornell with just over a minute to work to try to retake the lead. Two fourth down run attempts by Cornell stopped short on each one, and Fort Cherry took both of them and went to the end zone.
Yeah, and right here, this first play is going to be the key of this drive and how Cornell's going to play it. If you can get a nice gain, then probably play aggressive here.
Khalil Johnson takes the direct snap, fumbles the football. He was stripped, and the Rangers recover it. Turnover. Khalil Johnson took the direct snap, got hit, almost the hammer down to just pound the ball out, and hopefully we'll get a great look here, and indeed we do. What a great play by Joey Close to hammer the ball out.
Yeah, the senior defensive lineman makes a great play. And those are the types of plays that, you know, as an underdog in Cornell, you just can't make. That's not supposed to be the risky play in that situation. That's supposed to be you playing it safe. Can't put the ball on the ground, and right there Cornell does, and Fort Cherry really has a golden opportunity to really swing the momentum.
First and 10 at the Cornell 44. Sieg rolls, will dump the ball to the sideline and off the hands, not caught there by Evan Rogers. Pass maybe a little high, a little hot, but not caught.
Yeah, the passing game so far for Fort Cherry, just it seems like each play so far just has had something wrong in terms of, you know, if it's a misthrown ball or a drop or, you know, a receiver coming out of his break a little bit late.
Second and 10 at the 44. Clock stopped. Just under a minute remaining in our opening half. Thomas Jefferson now up on Aliquippa 28-0. Don't let me forget on the ride home to tell your dad I told him so. Fort Cherry takes a timeout with 58 seconds to play. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
It's good to go at TJ's Deli Mart and McDonald. Fill your tank, grab a snack and drink, and go. TJ's Deli Mart has sandwiches and hot foods, too. When you're running around this holiday season, pull into TJ's Deli Mart, get what you need, and go. TJ's Deli Mart on Lincoln Avenue in McDonald, also in Robinson and Oakdale, owned by the Chem Oil Company. TJ's Deli Mart is an independent convenience store chain, open daily until 11 p.m. TJ's Deli Mart says, go Rangers!
Second down and 10. Blitz coming. Sieg in trouble. Runs out of a would-be tackle and rolls to the near side. Makes a man miss, and now we'll run with it. 40, 35, and out of bounds inside the 35-yard line.
There you go. Matt Sieg puts on the cape right there and does his best superhero act. Just evading tacklers. A clean shot right there for Terrence Collington, and just Sieg is just a hard man to take down. Evades another one, and Walter Claret coming in and turns it into a gain and gets out of bounds.
Sieg now over 1,400 rushing yards on the season, 84 tonight, 15 carries here in the first half. The clock stopped with the out-of-bounds play, 47 seconds to play first half. 14-12, Rangers lead. First and 10 at the Cornell 32. Five-man front, pass, deep, ball down the middle. Ball is inside the 10-yard line and not caught. Boy, that ball's on the money for Nate Wolf, and he doesn't make the catch. There have been a couple of those tonight for the Rangers.
Yeah, if this Fort Cherry team's going to repeat as champions, they're going to have to clean up this passing game a little bit. It's been a little bit messy so far. I mean, just all seems disjointed. It was 3 for 10 is what I have for Sieg.
Second and 10. Sieg hit up high, stays on his feet, and now he'll run and step out of bounds right around the line of scrimmage. The Ranger fans didn't like the contact, but, I mean, it's up around the shoulder pad, but no hand inside the collar, no grab of the mask.
Yeah, it definitely didn't look like he grabbed anything illegally there, just pulled back the shoulder pad a little bit.
Yeah, I
thought it was a clean play.
I have no problem with the no flag there. 30 seconds to play in the half. Elizabeth forward and North Catholic 21 all. North Catholic has a losing record still alive. Third and 10. Sieg rolls to the right, keeps the play alive, throws the ball deep, has a man there, and the ball is intercepted at the one-yard line. Good safety play there, and Mikey Keys with the interception. That's the fourth pick thrown this year by Sieg. The Rangers looking to take the deep shot and try to get it, and they had a man open, but good safety play. You'll see those of you watching, Sieg rolls out and from the 40 just launches it. But good play by Keys there. Cook, the intended receiver, and if Keys isn't playing where he is, that's a touchdown.
Well, and he had him. I mean, Cook got open earlier on. I don't want to say he waited too long. I don't think he really had the platform to make a throw when Cook was open, but you can't compound that by throwing the pick.
So first and 10 from the 2. Running play straight ahead for Claret. Going to pick up about 4, and that likely will be the final play of the first half. Claret credited out to the 6, so 4 yards for Claret on what will be the final play of the first half. It was all Cornell through the first 12 minutes. The Raiders, with a 12-0 lead, twice went for it on fourth down and short, failed on both occasions to move the sticks, and Fort Cherry with touchdown drives after each one of them. At the break, Fort Cherry 14, Cornell 12. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Remember how great the old days felt? Windows rolled down, wind in your hair, date by your side? Ah, that feeling. But are you missing that feeling now when the lights go out? Curtis Pharmacy can help with Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra. Up to 80% less, as low as a dollar a pill. Get the rush, save the cash, get to Curtis Pharmacy. All they need is your doctor's name and they do the rest. Curtis Pharmacy, your better way pharmacy.
Here, we're going to go to the sideline for a couple of minutes. As soon as the Cornell band gets started, we'll pick up some of that. We'll then get you a recap of this first half. 14-12, Fort Cherry with the lead. The Rangers won 35-6 in early October. But Cornell came out of fire and dominated play. Let's go to the sidelines right now and enjoy the entertainment from the Cornell band. Nice size band for a 1A school. Cornell with the instrumentalist entertaining the crowd here at West Allegheny. At the half, it's Fort Cherry 14, Cornell 12. Let's tell you how we got there. Opening possession, Fort Cherry three plays and a punt. Cornell takes over at its own 36-yard line. And on third down and two, Khalil Johnson busts off a 56-yard run for Johnson, his 27th touchdown of the year. The extra point, though, was wide left, no good. Fort Cherry again, three plays and a punt. Cornell takes over at its own 29. A couple of second down conversions. They get the ball to the Fort Cherry 14-yard line after a long 33-yard run by Williams and a 21-yard run by Khalil Johnson. Incomplete pass, run for two, run for three, brought off fourth and five at the nine. Pass play for eight to the 1 yard line to Keys, and Walter Claret caps it off from there with a 1 yard run, his 17th touchdown of the year. Extra point conversion run was no good. 12-0, Cornell led, 4 minutes and change remaining in the opening quarter. Fort Cherry, three plays and a punt, did not have a first down in the opening quarter. Cornell took over at its own 37-yard line. On fourth and three, they try to run the tush-push. The pile didn't move at all. No gain for Claret. Fort Cherry took over at the Cornell 44. Three straight third down conversions to a first and goal at the five. Salvini for two, and Matt Sieg from 3 yards out scores. Nick Massey's extra point made it a 12-7 lead for Cornell. 21st rushing touchdown for Sieg. The Raiders move the chains once, get into Fort Cherry territory, but on third down and four, a completed pass stopped for no gain, and then Claret picks up two on a fake punt alignment. Ran for two, but stopped short of the sticks, and the Rangers took over at their own 39. Matt Sieg takes over. Sieg runs from 32 yards to the 22, plus a face mask penalty, and then Sieg for two, Cook for five, and then Sieg caps it from 4 yards out. Massey's PAT has the Rangers at our halftime score. The teams then traded turnovers, fumble recovery for Fort Cherry, and interception for Mikey Keys. And that brings us to the half at 14-12 for Cherry. I have Cornell with 154 yards rushing, 173 total. Fort Cherry with 94 yards on the ground, 84 of that from their quarterback, Matt Sieg. 22 yards passing, 116 yards total offense. Time for a news update, the PAC Football Report, a look ahead to tomorrow's Division III President's Athletic Conference action, and then we'll be back for the second half, plus some entertainment from the Fort Cherry Band. That's all coming your way next here at the half at Joe D. Michaela Stadium at the West Allegheny. It's Fort Cherry 14, Cornell 12 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
Good evening. I'm Lynn Manning with your WJPA halftime report. We're at 58 degrees right now. Those temperatures going to continue to fall tonight. We'll be in the low 30s overnight. And then tomorrow, more sunshine, cool with highs in the upper 50s. Sunday's the day, though. We're going to see some rain. We'll take a complete look at your weekend weather coming up. A house fire in McDonald is under investigation. Authorities say the blaze was reported around 9:30 this morning in a home at 139 Fifth Street. A fireman was taken to a Pittsburgh hospital for treatment of hypertension, but no other injuries were reported at this time. Two adults and two children were displaced. They're being helped by the Red Cross. And the Charleroi Grade School had to be evacuated today after officials detected the odor of gas. District officials, in a notice on their website, said a local gas company did a purge of their line, and due to atmospheric pressure, it didn't evaporate as planned, which caused a wave of gas to pass over the campus. There were no injuries. Democrats will keep their majority control of the Pennsylvania House next year after they were able to hold on to a Johnstown area seat. The reelection of incumbent Democrat Representative Frank Burns means his party will have a one-vote margin, 102 to 101. That's enough to retain the speakership and determine the chamber's voting agenda. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case has canceled any remaining court deadlines now after prosecutors said they needed time to assess the appropriate course going forward after Trump's win this week. They've been evaluating how to wind down the two federal cases before he takes office in light of longstanding Justice Department policy that says sitting presidents cannot be prosecuted. Well, the latest report from the CDC shows flu activity across most of the nation remains low, with one exception. ABC's Dave Packer has details.
A little more than a month into flu season, the latest weekly report from the CDC shows seasonal flu activity remains low across all 50 states, but the infection rate is growing and moving from east to west. For now, emergency room visits at stable low levels. But as we get closer to peak flu season, vaccination is strongly recommended, especially among vulnerable populations, given the co-circulation of COVID-19, RSV, and other respiratory viruses. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meanwhile, health officials say it is very important to get your COVID vaccine ahead of the holidays when respiratory bugs tend to spread. Now, while virus numbers are not high right now in the U.S., health experts say COVID does tend to jump in the winter months, and that's a rise that usually starts around Thanksgiving and peaks in January, mainly because of all the family and friends grouping together for holiday celebrations. A federal judge has ruled in favor of a Republican-led effort to dismantle a Biden administration plan to shield some undocumented immigrants from deportation. ABC's Armando Garcia has the latest.
A federal judge has struck down a Biden administration program known as Keeping Families Together. It aimed to let undocumented spouses and stepchildren of U.S. citizens apply for legal status without leaving the country and facing a 10-year ban from returning. A coalition of 16 Republican-led states filed a lawsuit, arguing in part that the administration had overstepped its authority to grant relief through a process known as parole in place. DHS says nearly 500,000 spouses were eligible for the program. Armando Garcia, ABC News.
Well, some good news. You could finally see some relief on those high interest rate credit cards, auto loans, and mortgages. ABC's Michelle Franzen explains.
It's the second rate cut this year by the Federal Reserve, this time a quarter of a point drop. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says pressures, including the labor market, have eased.
Inflation has eased substantially from a peak of 7% to 2.1% as of September.
Just shy of the board's 2% target rate, Powell says the board does not know about future cuts with a new administration on the way, saying policy change is a process. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And who doesn't love a parade? If you love a...
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back
at Slovenian.
Welcome back to West Allegheny. 14-12 Fort Cherry leading Cornell here at the half. Wanted to make sure we got the chance to bring you some of the entertainment from the Fort Cherry marching band. Again, a band with not an overwhelming number of players, but good size for a 1A school and putting out big sound. Fort Cherry marching band here at the half. The PAC football report is coming your way next at the half. It's Fort Cherry 14, Cornell 12 here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome to the PAC football report for November 9th, 2024. I'm Joe Underco. This week, we will take a quick look back at last Saturday's gridiron action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing Week 10 contests this weekend. Three teams remain tied atop the PAC standings with one loss each. Washington and Jefferson improved to 8-1 with a 34-21 win at Case Western Reserve. Carnegie Mellon kept pace with W&J following a 45-20 home win over Westminster, as did defending champ Grove City with a 59-0 shutout at Waynesburg. In other games, Geneva improved to 4-4 by holding off upset-minded Bethany 34-27, while Teal scored twice in the final 2 minutes to top St. Vincent 20-10. Allegheny had the Week 9 bye. PAC Player of the Week recognition for Week 9 went to W&J senior tight end Zach Cernuto on offense with 14 catches for 123 yards and a TD at Case. Teal senior D lineman Luke Faber on defense with 11 tackles, including 4 for losses and 2 sacks versus St. Vincent. And junior kicker Justin Caputo of Carnegie Mellon on special teams after going a perfect 7-for-7 on kicks versus Westminster. Newcomer of the week went to Bethany freshman quarterback Brett Phillips with 433 yards of total offense versus Geneva. Week 10 is highlighted by 7-1 Grove City hosting 6-2 Case Western Reserve at Thorn Field in Grove City at 1 p.m. The Wolverines and Spartans met in an instant classic a year ago, with Grove City winning 27-24 in overtime in Cleveland en route to the 2023 PAC football title. Wolverine head coach Andrew DiDonato talks about his team's matchup with Case and Wolverine hopes for possible postseason action.
Whoever wins the pack and represents in the NCAA playoffs has a chance to compete for a national title. I think the pack has enough respect now that multiple teams and with the new format could get into the playoffs, and our mindset right now is to control everything we can to put ourselves in the best shot to be one of those pack teams.
Looking to keep pace with the other co-leaders is 7-1 Carnegie Mellon, which hosts 1-7 Allegheny at Gesling Stadium in Pittsburgh with a 12 noon kickoff. It's the 55th all-time meeting between the programs, with CMU holding a 32-20-2 advantage against the Gators, including a 19-3 road win in Meadville last year. Tartan head coach Ryan Larson talks about his team's approach to focusing on what they can control in the season's final 2 weeks.
Yeah, we were honest with our guys after the Grove City loss. We said we're in playoff football already. We have to win every single week and keep surviving and advancing. And that's how we've looked at it. So since that game happened, we've been in that cliche 1-0 mentality of it survive and advance.
Due to a Week 11 bye, St. Vincent closes the regular season at home Saturday with a 1 p.m. kickoff against winless Bethany at Chuck Knoll Field in Latrobe. The annual Green Game series is led by the Bison 10-7 over the past 17 seasons, although the Bearcats have won the last 5 matchups with Bethany, including a 29-21 win last season. SVC head coach Aaron Smetanka talks about seeing his Bearcat senior suit up for the final time this weekend.
Yeah, it's special. Always getting that senior day. You have it at home. You have everybody there, their family, their friends that come out to support them. When you do the walk on the field, when you're recognizing each of the players as they're going through. We've had some great support staff, though, too, that maybe have had injuries, and they've joined the support staff or helped us out in operations. So we'll have a pretty good group there.
In other Week 10 action, the matchup between 6-2 Westminster and 4-4 Geneva is simply known as the game. This year's game kicks off at Reeves Field in Beaver Falls at 1 p.m. It is the 27th longest rivalry in all of college football, dating back to 1891, with the teams meeting for the 124th time. Last year, the Titans prevailed 35-14 over the GTs in New Wilmington. Finally, 2-6 Teal travels to face 3-5 Waynesburg at Wiley Stadium at 1 p.m. The Yellow Jackets lead the all-time series 34-10-1, but Teal snapped a 5-game losing streak against Waynesburg by edging the Jackets 15-14 a year ago. W&J has the Week 10 bye. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Log on to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org all season long for the latest news, scores, statistics, and other league information. You can follow us on social media via X, Facebook, and Instagram. Links are available at the PAC website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Welcome back to West Allegheny. The Fort Cherry Rangers have just made their way back onto the field, leading 14-12. The Rangers will be on defense to start the second half. Let's run down the scores. Other games that we have for you. We'll start 6A at the half. Central Catholic 31, Seneca Valley nothing. At the half, North Allegheny 28, Mount Lebanon 7. 5A, Pine Richland 42, Franklin Regional nothing at the half. Winner will get Bethel Park, Woodland Hills winner. It's Bethel 26-7 in the second. At the half, Upper St. Clair 7-3 up on Penn Hills. Peters Township 28, Penn Trafford 7. That's at the half. 4A semifinals, Thomas Jefferson 28, Aliquippa 7 at the break. And McKeesport 21, Mars 7 in the second. 3A quarterfinals. Number 9, Highlands upsetting number 1, Imani Christian, 14-0 in the second. At the half, it's Avonworth 35, Beavert nothing. Number 2, Central Valley leading Freeport, 21-0 at the half. Elizabeth Forward and North Catholic, 28-all at intermission. In 2A, number 1, Seton LaSalle leading Riverside, 20-0 at the break. Steel Valley, 22, Western Beavers, 7 at intermission. Number 2, South Park, and number 7, Mohawk playing at South Park. Mohawk leading 9-6 at the break. And it's number 6, South Allegheny, leading at Elwood City 6-0 at intermission. In the 1A bracket, Fort Cherry 14, Cornell 12 here at the half. It is number 13, Jeanette, leading Greensburg Central Catholic 13-7 at the half. Number 2, Clareton, blanking California, 42-0 at the break. And Southside 6, Bishop Canavan 3 at intermission. Just a moment. We'll get the ball on the tee for the second half. We'll have it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Big vote of thanks to the folks all around the area keeping us posted. Bill Chapo, Mark Edwards, John Sacco. John heard me say that. I want to remind him about that TJ Aliquippa. And, he said, well, I agreed they would win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people, though, saw that coming, you know, 28-0 at one point. I think 28-7 right now at the half, or at least in the second quarter approaching
and
halftime.
And it appeared from your dad's text that it's been all TJ. Yep. At 28-0. Yep. It was all of that and more, perhaps. But give me your 35,000-foot view, since we're right here by the Greater Pittsburgh Airport, your 35,000-foot view of our first half.
You know, obviously Cornell came out and the big plays were the story. I talked in the pregame about Fort Cherry's sound tackling, and it wasn't there early on. And I really think that's been the difference with, you know, where this game has gone. Early on, Fort Cherry wasn't making those tackles. Now they are. That's why they were able to stop Cornell, back-to-back fourth down stops, take advantage of the game. And, you know, Fort Cherry has not played a very clean first half offensively. The pass game has really been disjointed. The throws from Sieg haven't been very accurate. A couple different drops. It looks like a couple different receivers. You know, the spacing on the route concepts weren't very good. So they're going to need to clean it up. Obviously, this is a team that wants to run the football, especially utilize the legs of Sieg. But if this Fort Cherry team's going to go back-to-back and even win this game, they're going to have to clean up the passing game a little bit.
And you'll recall in pregame, I mean, as short as our two interviews were, one of the things that Tanner Gary said, we haven't played very clean ball the last couple of weeks, and we got to clean it up. They didn't in the first half.
And these are the games to do it. I mean, you know, you get to that championship game, you're likely seeing Claret, and, you know, that's a Bears team that's been a buzzsaw this season. And you're not going to be able to make any mistakes. You're going to have to play pretty much a perfect game. So, you know, you got to work out the kinks now. I'm sure you hope that, you know, the kinks are worked out before the playoffs, but, you know, they're still there. This is a key second half to, you know, clean things up, play strong, finish strong against a, you know, a hungry Cornell team that's not, as, you know, I've heard some of my coaches have said, you know, the other team's allowed to try. This isn't a Cornell team that's going to, you know, bow down. But Fort Cherry, you know, you have to view this as a sort of tune-up in a way as well.
Cornell has Terrence Collington, Paris Green, and Khalil Johnson back to receive. Johnson has 81 yards rushing. He had a 20-yard punt return. He has been a beast to bring down, a couple of pass receptions as well. And Fort Cherry will kick off to start the second half. Nick Massey with the ball teed up. And our referee, Dave Upanowski, has said, bring the ball. Now the Rangers shift the man from 6-4 now to 5-5 on the coverage. And the kick will come down the middle. It'll be taken by Khalil Johnson at the 18, trying to get to a seam. Made a move at the 30, got hit there, stood up. Does not want to go down, but finally taken down on the sideline. Well, he almost looked like he almost dared the containment guy to try to make a tackle here. You'll see, takes the ball at about the 18, comes this way and has a man right there in his face and almost like, come on, come on. Yep. That's Trinovsky. And Trinovsky got a hand on him, made a little slow down there. Cornell with the football, trailing 14-12, ball at the 33-yard line, 1st and 10. Single back set. Pass play quickly this way. Johnson with blockers. Tried to split two tacklers. Ran a man over. Lost his helmet. And now a flag comes flying in as well. And that may be how he lost his helmet.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a face mask. Johnson hungry for contact right now. I mean, just barreled over, you know, the tackler right there. And with the play, it allowed Keys to get out in front, get well downfield to make the block.
Personal foul face mask. I don't think with that Johnson has to leave the field. But play out to the 39-yard line. So 6 yards on the pass play, and then the first down on the face mask penalty. We'll take the ball to the 46. Officials are going to stop for a moment, and I think they are going to let Johnson come back into the game. They are going to talk about it. One of the wing officials indicated that the helmet came off because it was pulled off. Have not moved the football on the penalty yet, though the Rangers have backed up. I have that as first down number 6 for Cornell. Stuckey has hit 6 of his 7 passes for 25 yards and 3 catches on the night by Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson approaching 100 yards of offense. He's got 81 on 3 carries and 13 on 3 catches. Johnson just has been a dynamic threat in just a few opportunities. I think Coach Ed Dawson's a little bit unclear as to what this situation is.
Yeah, and I'm not – I mean, they had already indicated a personal foul face mask penalty against Fort Cherry, but the officials huddled for a long, long time. And now we're
– I think it's the spot that they're talking about. I think that
– well, one has it marked at the 39, another marked it at the 41.
And it's going to be the 41. Get the whiteout ready.
Yeah, indeed. So that's an 8-yard completion. It's just a statistical difference, but now referee Dave Opanowski coming in, going to talk this over. I don't think that's right. They're going to back it up 2 yards? Yeah. 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 Right there, that's the right spot right there. The 46-yard line, we had it right to begin with.
I think everybody right now, everybody in the stadium and in the press box here is a little frustrated that, and now they're moving it again.
Well, they got to move the first down markers.
Yep.
The
bar official, I think, is arguing that it should be the 44.
All right, we're going to make it the 46-yard line. So it was 6 yards on the completion, which is, we had all that. First and 10 at the Fort Cherry 46. Claret takes a handoff running left. Nice cutback inside the 40, and he put down at about the 37.5-yard line. Nice burst on first down.
Yeah, really nice cut right there from Claret. He's been a decisive runner. His numbers aren't great, but it's really just been a great job up front by Fort Cherry. But right there, Claret able to churn out some good yardage.
Second down and 2 at the Fort Cherry 38-yard line. Stuckey speaks to Claret, hands the football to Claret. He's going to dive forward for 1, third and short upcoming.
Well, if you could just do that again, you'll pick up the first down. Right there, Claret, I think he didn't see a lane and just decided to just fall down and pick up what he could. Moving quick.
And they push. Boy, the wing official far side is going to be
moving it backwards.
Gonna
he initially
short.
Gave it to him, it looked like.
Yeah, it looks like both guys on the line of scrimmage are going to mark this up short.
Yeah, it gave him a couple feet, maybe a foot.
Is that Claret again? Yeah. And it is short. Officially no gain on the play. Twice Cornell has gone for it and been stopped. This is the shortest distance needed to move the sticks.
Yeah, that nose of the football is maybe a few inches short.
Stuckey in shotgun formation takes the snap, hands off, hit in the backfield, and there is no first down. Claret doesn't get close.
And after all the tush pushing and, you know, getting up under center, that's just a bit of a strange call to me to go shotgun and a play that was a little bit longer developing. And, I mean, it was Archie Shattuck in the backfield just making a big play. That's a big turn of momentum.
Ball at the 38-yard line, first and 10, Fort Cherry. Rangers up 14-12. 9:49 to play in the third. Sieg coming wide, and it's going to be forced out of bounds right around the 41-yard line. Gain of about 3. Mikey Keys made sure he went out of bounds. Second down, call it 7 at the 41. Rangers go right to the line of scrimmage. Trips wide to the right, single receiver to the left. Three, Now the running back with Sieg shifts to his left hip and will get out in front and block. Sieg up over the 40, 45, a little Olay move. 50, cuts to an open area inside the 40, trying to run away from people. 20, 15, and tripped up inside the 15-yard line.
There it is. There's Super Sieg able to get left, miss a couple, or force a couple missed tackles, then cut it back. Walter Claret had a good shot at getting him, but was unable to really make good contact. And Sieg, I mean, he almost outran everybody right there.
46 yards on the run to the Cornell 13-yard line. First and 10 at the 13. Running play comes to the left and jammed up, but Yanosko keeps chugging and gets down to about the 10, gain of 3. Third carry of the night for Christian Yanosko, 5'9", 180-pound junior. Greensburg Central Catholic has taken a lead on Jeanette. Now 15-13 in the third. Winner of that game gets the winner of our game. Second, we'll call it 7 at the 10. Two backs with Sieg. Both going to block. Sieg following them through. Going to pick up 3. Ridden to the ground on the tackle by Jamarcus Pierce. But down inside the, they're going to actually spot Sieg at about the 8. So gain of 2. Rangers trying to turn 3 straight fourth down stops into touchdowns. Third, we'll call it 5 at the 8-yard line. Running play to the right, Yanosko. Play blown up in the backfield. Yanosko put down. Great play by DeMar Williams.
Yeah, Williams just shed his block immediately. Was able to work through that little sweep play and make a big defensive stop. It's going to be a fourth down go attempt here for Fort Cherry.
Loss of 4 on the play. Cherry eschews the field goal attempt. Yanosko motions. Sieg sets and throws the ball wide open. Cornally, touchdown. Could not have been more open.
Yeah, good play design. They faked it. Sieg was going to throw sort of a fade to the right, and Cornally just came wide open on a slant. Great play design. Sieg, good job reading the defense, and who else but Shane Cornally? He's a big play receiver, makes big plays in big moments, and right there, that was a big play in a big moment.
Massey to attempt the extra point, and the Rangers do indeed convert a third straight fourth down stop. Massey puts the kick up and good, beats the rush. 7:40 to play, third quarter. Fort Cherry 21, Cornell 12, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers and the Cornell Raiders on outstanding seasons and for reaching the WPIAL quarterfinals. Best wishes to the players, coaches, families, and fans on this road through the WPIAL playoffs. From the entire Chem Oil family in Oakdale to everyone in the Fort Cherry and Cornell families, have an enjoyable Thanksgiving celebration, a safe and happy holiday season, and a wonderful new year.
19th touchdown pass of the year thrown by Matt Sieg for Cornally. It's his 10th scoring catch. And Fort Cherry's opened up to a 2-score lead, up 21-12. 7:40 to go, third quarter. Kickoff ready by Nick Massey. Jog up to the ball. And we'll kick it deep. Looked like Cornell thought something shaky was going to happen. It's Khalil Johnson They get up the hash marks far side, up over the 40. Khalil Johnson doing everything he can. Just a big kickoff return there.
Yeah, Johnson's been the star of the game for Cornell. I mean, every touch, it's been, you know, for the most part, a big play. That goes both ways. He did have the fumble lost, which that's a big play going the other way. But, you know, Johnson has been dynamic in the return game, receiving and running the ball on the ground.
So out to the 45-yard line, Cornell with a first down after the big kickoff return. Stuckey looks left, shoulder shimmy, throw the ball to the left side. Johnson just can't run under it. About a half step too much on it. In chase for Fort Cherry was Gavin Grace, but if that ball's on target, Johnson just keeps on going.
Yeah, it was a good route by Johnson. Unfortunate for Stuckey that he couldn't get the proper amount of air under it.
Second down and 10. Raiders at their own 45-yard line. 7:26 to play in the third. Much different ball game than when these two met October the 4th. Stuckey up under center. Deep handoff. It's Claret across midfield, and Claret keeps chugging the legs. Going to get 9 to the Fort Cherry 46.
And here, what a surprise. We're in third and short situation once again. Cornell has really struggled, and this is the down really that's cost Cornell. You shouldn't have to get to those fourth downs, and you know these third and shorts just have not gone Cornell's way.
Dawson tops the formation, single receiver this way. Third down and 1 at the 46. Deep handoff, it's Claret. Claret got through the seam and forward for about 5, almost 6 yards, and a Cornell first down.
There you go. Finally, a first down picked up on a third and short for Claret and Cornell.
Claret, 55 yards on 18 carries unofficially. 6:40 remaining in the third quarter. Fort Cherry up 21-12. Soccer action coming your way tomorrow here on the WJPA Sports Network. PIAA quarterfinals. Bentworth playing at Grove City against Mercyhurst Prep. Cornell first and 10, full house backfield. Looked like the right tackle got an early start. Pass for Mikey Keys down the sideline. Carries about 4 steps out of bounds. Somehow, no penalty. Looked like the right tackle was well ahead of the snap. Incomplete pass brings up second down. Stuckey here in the second half, 1 for 3 through the air after hitting 5 of his 6 first half passes.
I am, you know, intrigued a little bit. We didn't see Cornell do this in the first half, try to throw it downfield, make some plays through the air that were big plays, but I think that it might be beneficial if they can try that, keep doing it a little bit.
Dawson in lead to the far side. Now Johnson resets as a halfback. Lee motions to the near side with single wideouts. Now Lee resets.
Play never got started.
We get delay? Indeed. Took too long setting it up. I have that as just the second penalty of the game against Cornell. But this is a big one. It turned second and 10 into a second and 15. Ball out to the 46. Again, Dawson and Lee twins left, Keys and Johnson twins right, and now Johnson back to a two-back set. Second and 15, quarterback keeper Stuckey forced backwards and taken down hard. Cornell coach is not liking that, but that's on the officials, though. You know, you play to the whistle and not see any indication of anybody blowing a whistle. So,
yeah, that play was doomed from the start for Stuckey. I mean, he looked like a triple option, and just the spacing wasn't good. Stuckey tries to get up inside, runs right into Dalton Anderson along with Nate Hirant.
Loss of a yard, so now you just back up. You have second and 10. You take the delay penalty. Now the 1 yard loss. It's third and 16, and a flag flies. The umpire throwing a flag. I didn't see the indication.
Yeah, they. I mean, it was immediate.
I'm wondering if Cornell had substitution infraction. They had 12 at the 12 in the formation.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. They broke huddle with 12.
Take the ball back on Cornell's side of midfield, so it's at the 48. Substitution infraction, a delay of game, and a option play that went backwards. 5:20 to play in the third. Fort Cherry up 21-12. The Raiders looking to convert third and long now. Third and 21 from their own 48. Empty backfield now for Stuckey. It'll be a design run. Check that. It's Khalil Johnson taking the direct snap and fights forward for yardage inside the Fort Cherry 45. But it's going to bring up fourth down and about a dozen. We will see if the Raiders decide to punt here. I mean, fourth down and 12 now at the Fort Cherry 43. Johnson's run good for 9.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to at least have the formation out.
Well, they did this earlier, exact formation.
They ended up running it.
Fort Cherry thinks it's going to be a punt. They have both the two guys back deep, Sieg and Wolf, and it will be a booming punt that hits in the end zone for the touchback. 4:20 to play in the third. Fort Cherry 21, Cornell 12. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
43-yard punt, 23 net. Fort Cherry takes over at its own 20 on the touchback. Jeanette in front of Greensburg Central Catholic, 21-15 Jayhawks. Winner there gets our winner. And in motion from the slot, Matt Sieg the carry up over the 20, the 25, and out to about the 26. Fort Cherry now, my guess is, will maybe stand at the line a little bit.
Yep, take some time off the clock.
Sieg actually gets credit for 7 to the 27. Have 142 yards on 20 carries for Matt Sieg. Thomas Jefferson 28, Aliquippa 13. Don't look now, but here come the fighting Quips. Cook goes in motion. Sieg hands it off, and a little seam opens up. 30, 35, 40, and out. Pulled down right around midfield. A tremendous run for Ryan Huey.
I believe that's Huey's first action of the day offensively, at least getting the ball. Right there, he takes advantage of it. Getting up inside, decisive run, making a big play.
26 on the carry, and Huey taken down at the 47-yard line of Cornell. McKeesport 35, Mars 7. That's in the third quarter. And so much for taking time off. Cook motions to twins this way. Sieg hands it to Huey again, and he slipped trying to make a cut, but got help going to the turf as well, put down there by Terrence Collington, who's played a really nice game.
Yeah, Collington's been in on a lot of plays.
Huey good for just a yard here.
Gain of a yard on the play.
Second down and 9. Oh, at the 46-yard line of Cornell. Huey beside Sieg in the backfield. Twins to his right. And a blocking back to the right as well. Sieg will tuck it on the hip. Try to find a cutback lane. Going to get something out of that. Well strung out by Cornell. And Sieg taken down to be about the 45, maybe the 44-yard line. Going to spot him at the 45. So only a yard.
And here you go. This is a, you know, third and long situation. Really in four down territory, so you can opt to run this here. Wouldn't be surprised, though, if Fort Cherry tries to get the ball to Shane Cornelli.
Colton Temple, who's that blocking slot to the right side. Now third down and about eight. Sieg drops, dumps the ball off, and well off the mark. He was kind of leaning back when he threw that ball, and that's what happens when you do that. Huey was the target, and I don't know if he beats Mikey Keys anyway.
Yeah, it was another poor throw from Sieg. Just needs to be better, be more accurate on those throws. He's just not had the best day from an accuracy standpoint. This is clearly a situation, though, around midfield where you have some options. It's like they're mixing the personnel.
I think the Rangers are going to punt here. That's what I think. I think that's their option of choice. 1:51 to go, third quarter.
That doesn't look like it.
Sieg with trips left, twins right. He can punt from here, and he's not going to. Going to pull it down and roll out. Now looking to reset to throw it. Throws the ball, has a man coming across. The ball is caught at the 35-yard line. It's a first down. What a tremendous grab by Nick Massey. First down, Rangers.
That's a huge play, big-time catch. Massey came in with just four receptions, 87 yards. And right there, he makes a huge catch. Good coverage, a great throw from Sieg. Moving away from the arm side. That's a great play from Fort Cherry.
And I've shown once again, I played at halftime in the band. I am not the coach. Official's going to wind the clock. 1:35 remaining, third quarter. Sieg on the run, up over the left side, gets inside the 30 and down at about the 28. 7 yards on the first down carry. 150 rushing yards tonight for Matt Sieg on 22 carries. Upper St. Clair leading 21-3 on Penn Hills. That winner and the Peters Township Penn Trafford winner meet next week. Second down and three. It'll be Huey forward for two, but not three. And the Rangers will take that. They may be able to. Play clock has now officials stopped the game clock. I'm not sure why they stopped
the
game
clock.
Either. But now it is running, and the Rangers don't have to snap the football. They are going to come to the line of scrimmage.
It looks like the play clock is just a touch ahead of the game clock, and now they're stopping it again.
Now the game clock is at 25. Why? There's no explanation for why now twice the game and play clock have been stopped.
Well, they just, I don't know. I mean.
And the umpire right in the middle of this, Mike Perro. Tanner Gary wants an explanation, and they're going to put. I'm not sure what they're going to put on the clock.
They're putting 40, it says.
But it was 40 at the end of the last play. Are you going to put 40 on the play clock as well? The answer to that is no, but that doesn't make sense either. This is where the clock was when the play ended, and now it's not turning. Did Cornell take a timeout? No, because
no,
now
the
game clock's running. This doesn't make any sense. The play ended. Maybe it ended with 42 seconds. Third down and one. And Walter Claret comes in and blows up the play. And that will end the quarter. But Fort Cherry legitimately should have not have had to snap the ball until there was about a second or two left, if they had to snap it at all. But Be that as it may, the end of the third quarter, Fort Cherry 21, Cornell 12. We're back for the fourth quarter here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Remember how great the old days felt? Windows rolled down, wind in your hair, date by your side? Ah, that feeling. But are you missing that feeling now when the lights go out? Curtis Pharmacy can help with Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra. Up to 80% less, as low as a dollar a pill. Get the rush, save the cash, get to Curtis Pharmacy. All they need is your doctor's name and they do the rest. Curtis Pharmacy, your better way pharmacy.
Cheerleader. 12 minutes of action remaining in regulation. Fort Cherry with a ball at the Cornell 33-yard line. It's fourth down and eight. I have Fort Cherry with 181 yards rushing now. Most of that by Matt Sieg. 181, 44 pass, 225 total through three quarters. Cornell at 185 on the ground. 90 yards by Khalil Johnson on just four runs, 210 total offense. Fourth down and eight. Sieg takes the shotgun snap, rolls through near side, coming back to make the grab. And it is going to be a catch. Cook able to get the hands underneath that ball, slightly underthrown.
Great job by Cook right there to make the grab. You know, the passing game's really started to clean up for Fort Cherry. Sieg has been more accurate. That one a little bit underthrown, but in a good enough spot on that comeback for Cook to have time to get down and make the grab.
First and 10, Huey on the counter back the other way and gets wrapped up around the waist and taken down after a one-yard gain.
Rangers handoff goes to number six, Ryan Huey.
Huey credited with one. Four carries, 30 yards for Ryan Huey. All on this possession. Rangers trying to go up by three scores with a marker here. Second down and nine. Sieg going to run to the right side. Nice kick out block by Cook. Sieg around the corner. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Too much space for Sieg right there. It was going to be a big gain. And once he gets to that edge, he's even tougher to tackle. And
got to correct myself. It was Salvini leading him around the bend. And Sieg just had enough room and made it happen. 21-yard touchdown run. Third rushing touchdown of the night through a TD pass for the other score. Nick Massey for the PAT. Snap, good pressure coming, but Massey beats that. And contact, flag comes in. Officials will talk things over, get a look in on a replay there. Is that okay? Officials talking things over. Rangers coming to the near side. The announcement here was that the kick was no good, but holding against Fort Cherry's the penalty, so the kick was no good, and the penalty will be declined. So 27-12, a 15-point lead for Fort Cherry. So both teams have had a problem with a PAT kick. Fort Cherry 27, Cornell 12. 10:51 to play here in the fourth. We'll keep it here. Get that penalty all sorted out. They'll kick it off right away, so we'll just keep it here. Rangers with a 2-touchdown advantage now.
Yeah, right now I have an advantage for Fort Cherry now in the time of possession. Nice long drive for Fort Cherry, 5:29 off the clock. They're up over 20 minutes in time of possession. Cornell at 16:56.
Pine Richland, a winner over Franklin Regional. First final score that we have in the night, 42-0, the 5A1 seed with the victory. Peters Township leading Penn Trafford. That's now 35-7. That game on WJPA-FM tonight. Fort Cherry set to kick off. Rangers bringing everybody on the near side in close to the football. It's in the middle of the field, and all four players on this side between the hash marks and the ball, and now they shift out of that and go 5 and 5 on each side of the kicker. And a run up and a deep kick. Khalil Johnson back to the 12-yard line, up the hash marks far side, already to the 30, 35, 40. Got the sideline. Pushed to the boundary by the kicker, Nick Massey, but Khalil Johnson doing all he can to keep Cornell in this ball game.
Yeah, it's obviously not looking very good for the Raiders, but if they can get a score here, make it a one-possession game, you know, you can make things interesting. I've seen some strange things happen in high school football.
It's a 36-yard kickoff return. A ball out to the Cornell 48-yard line, first and 10. Clareton 54, California nothing. That obviously a running clock in the second half. Central Catholic leads Seneca Valley 38-7 in the 6A semis. 10:43 to play here, 27-12. Fort Cherry with the lead. Running play, Walter Claret tackled up high and put down. Arm around up underneath the armpit, pulls Claret to the ground for a loss of 2.
Yeah, Tyler Wolf in on the play right there. Looked a little bit, you know, close to Santana Lee moving forward towards the line of scrimmage at the time of the snap. No call, though, but it didn't matter. Allowed Tyler Wolf to get in on and make a big play.
North Allegheny leading Mount Lebanon 28-14 in the third in the 6A semifinals. Second down and 12 for Cornell. Right tackle moves. The slot man goes in motion. There has to be a penalty, and there is not. Middle screen pass is caught by Claret, and Claret's going to get a first down. Play should have been blown dead.
Yeah, that's a mistake there from the officials.
Claret takes it across midfield. Yeah, the right tackle just jumped. Now a Cornell player shaken up, so they'll attend there. And I think Tanner Gary's going to.
Oh, now they're calling a flag. They're throwing a flag. Look, they called an illegal shift.
Where?
The official. I never saw a flag come down. I should misspoke there, but the official just signaled an illegal shift against Cornell, but I never saw a flag come out.
Well, the play should have been whistled dead when the right tackle took a step back and set. So the there is no first down. There is the illegal shift, so we get to the right place. It's a 5-yard mark off. But really, when the game officials review that, you can't have an ineligible man, an offensive lineman, moving and make that into an illegal shift. But pass to the right side is trying a little volleyball play. Just a pass play to Keys, and he tried to volleyball it back to a trailer, you know, the hook and lateral without the catch, tried to just volleyball it backwards. You know, back in the day when I
think I got broken up actually by Massey. Yeah, if that was designed, I don't really know if Jamarcus Pierce, the big lineman's the guy you want.
Eric, can you run that? Can you run that one more time? Watch this play here. Stuckey just sets and throws to the right side. Yeah, you're probably right that Massey's hand coming in, and then Keys just tried to push it then when it went that way. So now third down and 17. The Raiders at their own 41-yard line. And they're going to take a timeout. They had two guys wide to the far side. And not sure one of them got inside the number where you have to if you come from the sideline, but the timeout, 9:29 to play in the fourth. Fort Cherry 27, Cornell 12. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Final score in the 1A quarterfinals, number 2 Claire, another shutout, blanking California 54-0 tonight. Jeanette 21, Greensburg Central Catholic 15, that's in the fourth. Southside 13, Bishop Canavan 10, that's in the fourth. Third down and 17, Stuckey steps up, has all kind of room, decides to throw the ball. Contact back at the 25, going to be a flag for pass interference. But it is not an automatic first down in high school.
Nope.
So you give up 15 yards, but you make Cornell run another play to move the sticks.
Yeah, definitely, though. I think that was Huey. He got there early for sure. An easy call for the officials.
Interestingly, Stuckey could have run for the first down.
Yeah.
But did not. And again, it is not an automatic first down, unlike college and the NFL. It's 15 yards or the spot, depending on whichever is shorter. So now third down and 2 for the Raiders. Both teams making substitutions. Single wide receivers each way. Stuckey, deep handoff. Claret is hit right away. Scramble. The ball may have come loose. Just a huge hit. Dalton Anderson, I think, put the pop on. Fort Cherry says they have the football. The referee says it's fourth down. So it doesn't matter now at this point if Fort Cherry comes up from the pile, but Walter Claret just got crushed just as he got the ball.
There's no prayer for Claret there. I mean, he has no time to do anything. He's getting hit immediately.
20 carries, 50 yards tonight for Walter Claret.
That's the definition of tough sledding.
And here we go, fourth down and 5.
Yeah.
Cornell down 2 scores.
You gotta
go for it. They've been stopped on 3 fourth down attempts in a row. Full house backfield for Stuckey. Put it up. Lay it up the near side. Johnson fell down. There's contact again. That ball. And there is no uncatchable rule in high school. So it's going to be pass interference against Fort Cherry.
Yeah, I think, you know, coming as Johnson was running by Gavin Grace over there, it looked like he initially grabbed him, and then as the ball was coming down, even more contact from Grace. I agree with that pass interference call.
Let's see. I have it just the second first down for Cornell in the second half, both by penalty. Seton LaSalle a winner in the 2A bracket, 34-7 over Riverside. Highlands leading Imani 18-17 in the fourth. First and 10 at the Fort Cherry 32. A new set of downs for the Raiders. Stuckey to put it up. Gets hit just as he throws it. And the ball incomplete, intended for Keys.
Pass intended for number 17. Mikey Keys is incomplete. Coverage on the play for the Rangers by number 17.
I have Stuckey 1 for 5 in the second half throwing the ball.
Yep. It's you know, it's been a lot of shot plays and, you know, go balls downfield, and Stuckey has really not thrown a good one yet.
Elizabeth forward and North Catholic 35 all late third quarter. They scored 28 apiece in the first half. Second down and 10. Cornell at the Fort Cherry 32. 8:36 remaining. Fort Cherry leading 21-12. Stuckey from the shotgun hands the ball off. Running play. It's DeMar Williams. Going to get a first down as he pounds it inside to 35. Nah, maybe not. Make it 9, not 10. Williams spotted back to the 23.
DeMar Williams has made plays throughout this game. I mean, he's been consistent. Really doing a great job for this team.
Williams is tackled just short of the first down, and it's third down and 1.
Second run of the night for Williams, picks up 9 at 33 yards early in the ball game on a carry.
Yep.
Helps set up Cornell's second touchdown and gave him a 12-0 lead. So now third and 1. Here we go again. Stuckey to pass across the middle. Hit the receiver right in the mush. That's Khalil Johnson. Get ball. I don't know if it got tipped in front before it got there, but that one looked like it went right off the face mask.
Yeah, Stuckey saw the blitz, got it out quick, and really that's just on Johnson to, you know, he needs to have his hands ready. Be ready for the ball.
And now it's 4th and 1 for the Raiders. 7:45 to play, fourth quarter. Fort Cherry up 27-12. I believe I said 21-12 a minute ago. My apologies. 27-12.
And with the short yardage woes for Cornell, you got to go into your bag of tricks here and just try something.
Fourth down. They'll toss the ball to Claret, trying to run wide. Claret's going to get the first down as he gets inside the 20-yard line before being stopped.
Raiders handoff goes to number 7.
Back-to-back fourth down conversions, one by penalty, one by the run here on the toss to the 19. Claret gets four yards on the run. I've got to tell you, these band folks with the whistle are causing me troubles. 7.5 minutes to play. Ball at the Fort Cherry 19. Cornell down 2 scores. Single back behind. Fake the toss there.
Oh,
roll out by Stuckey. The man open pass caught at the 11 and into the end zone for the touchdown, Santana Lee.
That's a great play design right there. Lee gets wide open. The defensive backs, they were focused on Johnson coming across. And a good delivery by Stuckey on the run. Wide open. Was Santana Lee.
16th touchdown pass of the year for Mark Stuckey. For Lee, it's his first scoring grab and his second catch of the evening. Don't look now, but here come the Raiders. 7-11 to play in the fourth. Score at the moment is 27-18. Line up to go for 2 here. You got to get 2 here or the next one.
Yep.
One or the other. And now Cornell's going to use a timeout. That is their second timeout. It comes with 7:11 to play in the game.
It's not a great time to have to use a timeout where the clock stopped and you're down by at least a score, maybe 2, depending on this result. So, you know, you have to take care of those timeouts.
And they're in a position now. You have to get something on this play.
Yep.
Whether you kick it, whether yeah, Cornell coach is asking here in the box about how many timeouts they have left. That's their second, so they have one. Used one at the 9:29 mark. And now this one at 7:11. Both on this possession. Yeah, they were facing a second or third and 17 and used their first time out of the half. Now line up to go for 2. four wide receivers. Khalil Johnson to take the direct snap. Now he's going to take a toss as they run Stuckey in to take the snap, and Johnson runs in for the deuce. Fort Cherry 27, Cornell 20, 7-11 to play in the fourth. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network when we come back.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Cornell, 52 yards in 8 plays. The final 19 yards, Stuckey to Lee for the touchdown. The extra point conversion run in by Khalil Johnson. And now Cornell going to line up what appear to be an attempt at an onside kick.
And that's big number 75, Kenny Wade. It looks like he's going to take the kick.
Peters Township rolling Penn Trafford 42-7. Looks like Peters and Upper St. Clair will meet again. Wade for the kick. He chips it into open territory, but it's grabbed by Salvini and over the shoulder, and he just goes down and possesses the football.
That's the important thing right there.
Final score in the 6A semis. Central Catholic over Seneca Valley 38-14. Ball marked down at the 31-yard line. Fort Cherry with a 27-20 advantage, 7:09 to play. Cornell led 12-0. Fort Cherry scored the next 27 points. But now Cornell, just a moment ago, getting the touchdown and the two-point conversion to get to within one score. Thomas Jefferson up 35-21 on Aliquippa. Sieg will run it himself. Nice cut back to his left. Forward for 5. Make it 6, maybe 7 yards out. Close to the 38.
Yeah, just keep on moving that clock is going to be the important thing of this drive.
25 runs tonight for Matt Sieg for 171 yards. It's like a final now. Upper St. Clair, a 24-3 win over Penn Hills. Penn Hill, Upper St. Clair, and Peters Township fake the handoff one way, give it off, coming up the middle, off of contact, across midfield, the run by Eli Salvini.
Another great carry, just moving around, and you know the constant motion. You have Cook in motion. The handoff goes inside though, and the defensive line just did not have good gap integrity right there.
Mikey Keyes able to run that play down and get it stopped. Seton LaSalle, a winner in the 2A quarters, 34-7, coming off the bye last week for the one seed. Fort Cherry, first and 10 at the Cornell 48-yard line. 6 minutes to play in the game. Running play designed to go over the center and cut back and a gain of couple of yards, going to get forward progress to the 45.
And a little bit of a generous spot right there.
It's a Salvini the carry. 3 yards on that run.
Look, those short gains, they serve a good purpose in a situation where you're trying to run the clock down. You don't need first down on every play. You want, you know, go little by little. Keep taking more and more time off this clock.
Second down, we'll call it 7 at the Raiders 45. Rangers reshift the running back. Now bring a man in motion. Fake the handoff to Cook. Sig dropped the ball. He picks it up. Got inside the 45. Avoids disaster in the midfield.
Yeah, that one looked a little bit off kilter. And fortunate for Fort Cherry that Sig was able to keep it. It never hit the ground. He kind of lost it in his hands, but never left his hands. But, I mean, still, that ball's in danger. And in a one-score game, you have to be careful.
Jeanette now up 29-15 on Greensburg Central Catholic. They are in the fourth. Third down and six at the 44. Sieg will run right, trying to stay with a flotilla, and slides down inbounds. Tried to cut inside the pursuit of Santana Lee, but goes down after a gain of just a yard, maybe two. Fourth down. Well, if you're Fort Cherry, do you go here?
That's a great question. I mean, they've been clutch in these fourth down situations. Have to think they're probably going to go for it.
Fourth down and about four. Sieg to put it up. Pass to the right side is caught for a first down and more. It's Braden Cook inside the 35 to move the sticks.
And when the moments in this game have been, you know, the biggest moments, Sieg's just really made the play every single time. Delivers a great ball. Nice little pick play on the opposite side. Not any egregious level of contact by Rogers to create space for Cook. Just an excellent play by Fort Cherry, and it allows you to keep that clock moving.
Yeah, you look, compare the fourth down conversions. Fort Cherry's been really good at it offensively, and Cornell has not until the last two. But Fort Cherry got touchdowns off their first three stops on fourth down. Clock under 10 on the play clock. Sieg will run. Got out of contact at the line of scrimmage and got forward inside the 30. Going to pick up about five. And keep the clock, game clock turning down to 3 minutes and counting. 5 yard run for Sieg. Fort Cherry can take another 30 seconds before they have to snap it. It could be down around 220 if they let it run all the way.
One thing on this drive, they've been leaving about 11, 10 seconds on the play clock each time, which, you know, is surprising a little bit. You probably would want to take it down to 2, 3 seconds on the play clock.
.225 to go. Man, Temple comes in motion. Hand off to Salvini. He'll struggle his way forward to the 27-yard line. Gain of two. Third down and about three. A couple of other scores for you. McKeesport 35-7 winner over Mars. Imani Christian 18-17 lead on Highlands as Imani takes the lead on a safety. Just under 2 minutes to play in regulation. Fort Cherry up 27-20. Another first down would be a huge gain for the Rangers.
It would be the game.
Temple motions again. Sieg's going to run, try to take it outside, and just dive forward. Going to be spotted down right on the 25-yard line. Gain of just two. So now it's fourth down and one. And Cornell will use the timeout, their final timeout. So Fort Cherry, fourth and one, leading by seven. 1:27 to play. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a minute.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cornell, final timeout comes with 1:27 to go in the fourth. Fort Cherry 27, Cornell 20. The Rangers with the ball just outside the 25-yard line.
And if I were Cornell right here, I would be 100% locked in on Matt Sieg. They want to go try to win the game with someone else here, I'd say go ahead. Go give it a try. But if I were a betting man, I would say that this ball's most likely going to be in the hands of Sieg trying to make a play and pick up this fourth down.
Jumbo package. Now they shift it from left side to right side. Fourth and one. It's going to be Sieg running it. Sieg got inside the 25-yard line and got the first down.
Well, they're stopping it.
Well, they're going to move the chains. Linesman runs in, puts his foot down, and, boy, that's the first down. I'm almost positive
I
from where
so
the ball
too.
Is.
But they haven't signaled to move it yet.
Are they going to bring the chains on? They're going to size this up. They are going to bring the chains. Cornell players are not happy, and that is not a great spot for where that play. Can we see that end again there, Eric?
Can't imagine that Sieg didn't pick it up there.
And you look here, and he goes on his back with his backside at the 24-yard line.
Definitely,
that
back.
Is not where the ball was when his backside hit the turf.
He was definitely at least at or beyond that 24, I'd have to say. And with where that far stick is, it looks like it's enough.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure he got to the 24 with the nose of the ball where he had to get to. They're going to stretch it tight, and it is
got
a first
it.
Down. Matt Sieg gets one and not an inch more on the spot. Well, now they move the ball out there, and it's the whole length of the football inside the 24. And now the clock will turn.
They haven't turned it yet.
Well, and here's the other thing, that the play clock is at 25, but you get 40 seconds between plays.
Yeah. why is that?
Because they brought the chains on, and so for official stoppage, but the play clock should freeze at that point. But Fort Cherry's going to let this wind down. They I think, are going to have to snap the ball twice. Cornell, to their credit, to the credit of Ed Dawson and his staff, the Rangers are going to snap the ball and tap it down, and Cornell is standing a yard back of the line of scrimmage. Now, Fort Cherry going to be able to kneel it out and run off the last 7 minutes and 11 seconds of the game, leading by one score.
Just impressive stuff by Fort Cherry.
Back-to-back fourth down conversions to hang on and get the win. They will have to snap it one more time, and they can do that at any time now. The game clock is under 40 seconds. Matt Sieg up under will take it, kneel it down, and these two teams have battled hard. Second meeting this year in Fort Cherry. Won the opener 35-6. Not nearly as comfortable a win tonight, but in the playoffs, survive in advance, and the Rangers do just that.
Win's a win, but, you know, as Tanner Gary said in your pregame interview with him, you know, this is a team that's made a lot of mistakes, and they've been pretty sloppy in recent weeks. This was another showing of that. Now, this is a team that has a lot of experience in big games and in big moments, and that came to fruition as, you know, fourth down attempts and third down conversions by Matt Sieg and the rest of the crew. They came up big when they needed it, but this is a Fort Cherry team that's going to need to clean it up as we head into, you know, the deeper part of this playoff.
Final score, Fort Cherry 27, Cornell 20. We'll get you a recap here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeergm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction,
hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on advanced orthopedics and rehabilitation.
Couple of scores for you. Peters Township 42, Penn Trafford 13. That is a final. And Imani Christian now adding a touchdown, leading Highlands 24-17. Bishop Kahneman, a final, rallies to beat Southside Area. So the three-seed Bishop Kahneman winning by a 17-13 margin. That was 6-3 Southside. At intermission, Southside Area, WPIL runner-up to Fort Cherry a year ago. So on the right side, Clareton and Bishop Canavan. Last word we had, Jeanette leading Greensburg Central Catholic 29-15. Fort Cherry a winner, 27-20. The Rangers await the Jeanette GCC winner. Let's tell you how we got to this final score. Fort Cherry 3 plays and a punt. Cornell took over at its own 36-yard line on 3rd-and-2 from its own 44. Khalil Johnson came in motion from the far side, and he took the snap, went up under center, took the direct snap, and wound his way around through the defense for a 56-yard touchdown. The extra point kick was wide left, no good. Cornell led 6-0 less than 4 minutes into the ball game. Fort Cherry again, 3 plays and a punt, a recurring theme in the opening quarter. Cornell took over at its own 29-yard line. A couple of second down conversions, including a 33-yard run by Damar Williams and then a 21-yard run by Johnson to the 14. Incomplete pass, a couple of short runs. It was 4th-and-5 at the Fort Cherry 9. Stuckey to Keys for 8 yards, setting the scene for Walter Claret's 1-yard touchdown run. The attempt to get 2 points on the conversion, the run was stopped. Cornell led 12-0, not 8 minutes into the ballgame. Fort Cherry 3 and a punt. Cornell stuffed on 4th-and-down in the at their own 44-yard line, went for it on 4th-and-down and about 3, and they tried the tush-push, and that got stopped. And the ball over on downs for Cherry, 3 straight 3rd-and-down conversions. And then Matt Sieg from 3 yards out scores the touchdown to get the Rangers on the board. Massey's kick made it 12-7 in favor of Cornell. Again, the Raiders take over. They move. They get 1 first down and then face 4th-and-4 at the Fort Cherry 40. They line up in what appeared to be punt formation. Claret runs the ball. He gets tackled after a 2-yard gain. Ball over on down. 6 plays later, Fort Cherry took the lead on a Matt Sieg 4-yard touchdown run, his second of the night. And the extra point by Massey had Fort Cherry in front 14-12. Teams traded turnovers, and we went to the half at 14-12 for Cherry. Cornell took the opening kickoff, got 1 first down, but again stuffed on 4th-and-4, this time at the Fort Cherry 38. Claret tackled for a 1-yard loss. Rangers take over, go 62 yards in 6 plays. Sieg to Cornelli, 12-yard touchdown pass. Mastery's extra point made it 21-12. As it turns out, that was enough, but the Fort Cherry wasn't done. They force a Cornell punt, and the Rangers drive 80 yards in a dozen plays. Matt Sieg scores from 21 yards out. Extra point kick, though, was no good, and it left us at a 27-12 score. The Raiders convert a 4th-and-4 on a pass interference. They convert a 4th-and-4 on a 4-yard run by Claret, and then drag Santana Lee across the middle, and Stuckey hits him for a 19-yard touchdown play. Extra point run by Khalil Johnson brings us to a 27-20 score. Lot of time left, 7:11 remaining. Got to remember, though, Cornell used 2 of their 3 second-half timeouts on that possession and then couldn't get the Rangers stopped. For Cherry twice converting on 4th-and-4, the last one by inches, and able to kneel it down and run out the last 7 minutes and 11 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, and those are wins where, you know, you can really see the difference in the amount of big games that these two teams have played in recent years. I mean, this is a Fort Cherry team that, you know, even two years ago when, you know, a large part of this group were freshmen like Sieg and, you know, Rogers and a couple of other key contributors, but even the seniors, they were sophomores at that time. But Fort Cherry played in some big games even that year. Obviously, the big run last year, and then this year, you know, the heart of a champion just takes over on fourth down in the fourth quarter. The big plays were made that needed to be made. But as I mentioned before, Fort Cherry, they'll need to clean it up a little bit as we head into the semifinal.
Update in the other quarterfinal in this half of the bracket. Greensburg Central Catholic has scored to pull to within 29-23 of Jeanette. Jeanette leading by six in the fourth. Let's see if I can get a timer. About 2.5 minutes remain in that ball game. That winner will take on Fort Cherry, and we get word now that it is Jeanette, and it'll be Jeanette and Fort Cherry meeting next week in the semifinals. Check some individual numbers when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Take a look at some individual numbers tonight. I have Matt Sieg, 29 carries for 180 yards, not counting the two kneel downs. Fort Cherry ended up running for 238 yards tonight, and Sieg with 180 of that. Ryan Huey with 30. Eli Salvini with 23 more for Fort Cherry. Unofficially passing, not a great night for Sieg. He was off, a couple of balls dropped as well. I have 7 of 16 with an interception, 63 yards, and one touchdown, the 19th touchdown pass of the season. So all told, Matt Sieg contributes 243 yards total offense on the evening for Fort Cherry. And that leaves him about that number shy of 10,000 yards total offense in his career. That's an impressive number. On the other side, Khalil Johnson, 4 carries for 90 yards, had 3 pass receptions for 13, had about 80 yards thereabouts in kick returns, whether kickoff or punt returns, to lead the way for Cornell. Walter Claret carried the ball 21 times for 54 yards. Cornell ran for 193 yards on the night and 237 total offense, but only 63 yards total offense after intermission. They had 174 at the break and finish with 237 yards. I have Stuckey unofficially 7 of 13 passing for 44 yards, but in the second half, I have 2 of 7, including the one touchdown.
Yep.
Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
All right, I'll give you folks there at home a moment to think about who might be the player of the game.
This one might be a shocker.
Time's up. It will be the Penn State commit, junior quarterback Matt Sieg, with his 29 carries for 180 yards, 63 more yards passing, and, you know, a couple of really important fourth down plays by Sieg, in addition to the number stuff that he got, able to run for a first down a couple of times on fourth, ran for a touchdown on a fourth down situation, pass plays on the mark. When Fort Cherry needed to convert a fourth down, they did. When Cornell tried to convert fourth downs, the Rangers stopped them, and the difference there is Matt Sieg.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even on a night where, you know, he's a little bit off throwing the ball, I mean, he still had his cape on. Super Sieg came to play, made the big plays when he needed to. The money downs, fourth and third down, had some really big runs, which that's obviously no shock. It just, you know, it's what you'd expect from Matt Sieg. I mean, it's kind of a, it seems run-of-the-mill for him. It seems normal, but just a really tremendous performance once again. Cornell did a good job, about as good of a job as you probably could in a situation like this to contain him, but just couldn't get off the field in the key downs to end up winning.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, by Bud Bear GMC, Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program, by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care, by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Precision Marshall Steel, join a winning team. Log on steeljobs.us. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Chem Oil in Oakdale and TJ's Deli Mart in McDonald. From the Chem family to your family, enjoy the ride safely. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We'll bring you 1A boys state soccer action tomorrow afternoon here on WJPA AM and the NFHS Network. WPIL champion Bentworth, District 10 titleist Mercyhurst Prep meet at Grove City High School. Our coverage starts 11:50 tomorrow morning. With W&J on its bye week, we'll have a Division I college football doubleheader for you Saturday afternoon, starting with number 19 Clemson taking on Virginia Tech at 3, followed by Oklahoma at Missouri. Sunday, the Steelers return from their bye week and visit the Washington Commanders, airtime 12 noon on WJPA AM, followed by the Lions and Texans on Sunday night. Monday Night Football has the Dolphins visiting the L.A. Rams. Next weekend, our high school football coverage moves on to semifinals with a pair of games, Fort Cherry against Jeanette and Upper St. Clair to take on Peters Township. Our thanks to head coaches Ed Dawson and Tanner Gary, to West Allegheny Athletic Director Vlad St. Surin, and to the entire crew here at Joe DiMichaela Field. From my partner Jack Sacco, our director Eric Bennett, Brett Gambita, and Luke Andrusik on camera, and Jacob Knusner producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. From the West Allegheny School District campus in the WPIL 1A quarterfinals, Fort Cherry 27, Cornell 20. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.